Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's military issues an urgent warning to civilians in Gaza City, get out now. Preparing for an expanded military offensive, the Israelis urging a full-scale evacuation of Gaza City. Israel's been demanding that Hamas release all of the remaining hostages and surrender. President Trump says it's Democrats who, in the president's words, refused to put bad people in jail and responsible for last month's fatal stabbing of a young Ukrainian woman on a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina. Authorities say the man charged in the murder has a long history of mental illness, arrests, and erratic behavior. It's called America Prays, something new that's being launched by Team Trump as a significant anniversary approaches.
Housing Secretary Scott Turner said the plan is to infuse prayer with celebrations of America's 250th anniversary next year.
What if 1 million people pray for our country every single week between now and next July 4th.
Turner joined President Trump during an appearance at the Museum of the Bible.
We are one nation under God.
The president declared that we will never apologize for our faith. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The French government has collapsed. A deficit hawk, Prime Minister François Bayrou, is out, having lost a no-confidence vote in Parliament. The BBC's Katja Adler in Paris.
Deep disagreements over debt is what brought down the French government on Monday. President Macron has favored big business in an effort to boost growth. The political left say it's now time to tax the super rich.
And now President Macron must name yet another prime minister, the fifth, in less than 2 years. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures narrowly mixed. The Dow futures down 3 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 50 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Good morning. That construction area, Harford County, is already there. They just set it up about 3-4 minutes ago. Northbound 95 at Route 24, they'll be blocking the right lane. They don't work overnight. They work during the rush hour, so figure it out. Two lanes, center and the left getting by. Beltway west side looks good early. Don't see any problems, but really starting to fill in already from Liberty Road through I-70 down to Route 40. Right now we're clear and good to go, mainly southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's going to be another warm day with temperatures rising to the mid to upper 70s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. We drop down to the 50s tonight under partly cloudy skies. Then it's back to the 70s tomorrow with a slight chance of a shower. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley has 53 degrees. Pikesville has 50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. City police are investigating a shooting in West Baltimore. Officers responded to a shot spotter alert in the 1300 block of North Stockton Street just after 5 p.m. yesterday. When police arrived, they found a man suffering from a gunshot wound to the right thigh. He was taken to a hospital, and he is in stable condition. No word on a suspect or what led to the shooting. Police have arrested a woman in connection with the 2024 murder of a man in Annapolis. Monet Thompson is accused of killing John Logan III at his apartment on Georgetown Road in September of 2024. Thompson was arrested for killing her counselor outside the Safeway a week later, and she was in custody for that murder when she was charged last week in Logan's death. Police say Thompson and the victims all had connections to a mental health clinic in Anne Arundel County. Jury selection underway in the trial of one of the three suspects accused of a stray bullet killing during a gun battle in Federal Hill. 19-year-old Cameron Holt was caught in the crossfire of the October 27th shooting. She died about 2 weeks later at the hospital. Alexis Kensel Soto is standing trial on a first-degree murder charge. The trial is expected to last about 5 days. Deshaun Clark, Daytona Richardson are also charged with first-degree murder in the case. It's a 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 435. Your pick 4, 1560. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High 5 Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath. Five, high five. You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The Ravens gathered in Owings Mills yesterday for their regular Monday morning lift while John Harbaugh took the mic, reflecting on the Sunday night debacle in Buffalo. Here's the coach on a key moment. It was the decision to punt on 4th-and-3.
What are our chances of getting that right here? I mean, Lamar's coming off the field. You know, something's not right. It's 4th-and-3. Do we have a really good call? And the time clock's kicking down. Do I want to call timeout and burn that timeout? Or do I want to have that timeout?
Coaching decisions. 9 plays, 66 yards later, the Bills had the win. A lot of optimism in Chicago last night as the Bears opened Monday Night Football against the Vikings. But in the end, apparently, the Bears are exactly who we thought they were.
Thielen in motion. McCarthy keeps. He's got it. And forces his way. Touchdown.
Joe Buck had the call on ESPN. J.J. McCarthy's 14-yard touchdown run capped a 21-point fourth-quarter rally as the Bears indeed let the Vikings off the hook. 27-24 was the final. Orioles back in action tonight at Camden Yards with the Pirates in town for 3. Kyle Bradish makes his third start of the season tonight for Baltimore. The Birds looking to build on a 5-1 stretch against the leaders in the NL West. First pitch 6:35 tonight. Coming up in 30 minutes, why do the Ravens blow so many fourth-quarter leads? And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Reisterstown to Kingtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCVM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, September 9, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up this hour, parents outraged that a city school's CEO gets armed protection, but not their kids. Operation Midway Blitz underway. Troops to Chicago. We have reaction on that. Questions about whether it's legal or not. But our top story here today has happened once again. A ghastly, evil, murderous act by a career criminal with a lengthy rap sheet constantly released by Democrats, this time in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ukrainian war refugee Irina Zaruska, 23 years of age, stabbed to death during an unprovoked stabbing attack on a light rail train in Charlotte last month. The reason why it's making news now is because the video had been released, the footage of the attack.
Finally.
And this, even though Democrats tried to squash it over the last several days, her murderer, Carlos Brown Jr., reportedly released as recently as January of this year on no cash bail. Irina fled Ukraine and Vladimir Putin's war, seeking safety from it and hoping for a new beginning, only to be murderously attacked, unbeknownst to her, on the Charlotte light rail. Her life was cut short by this individual who's been out of prison for the last 15 years. Released again and again by Democrat judges, Democrat elected officials, and that Democrat leadership in Charlotte reportedly took deliberate steps to delay or completely block the release of the light rail stabbing footage of the Ukrainian refugee, Irina Zaruska. If it weren't for X, social media, no one would know this story nationally. No one.
Be a local story, that's it.
And in this particular case, what bothers me also is that the bystanders, the other people on the same train car that she was seated in, seemed to be oblivious to the fact someone had just been stabbed to death right in front of them. You see the video, and then you see the perpetrator walking with drops of blood dripping from the knife. President Trump addressed this horrific tragedy yesterday at the his religious liberty meeting in Washington.
Have you seen this video, and do you have any reaction to it?
Yeah, and where was the subway? Was where?
She was in Charlotte on a light train. She stabbed multiple times by a...
Horrible. No, I haven't heard. When did this happen?
It happened in August, but the video just came out.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see the video. I'll know all about it by tomorrow morning. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that was on his way to the U.S. Open Finals on Sunday. Then after viewing the video, he said, quote, "I have seen the horrific video of beautiful young Ukrainian refugee who came to America to escape the vicious war in Ukraine and was innocently riding the metro in Charlotte, North Carolina, where she was brutally ambushed by a mentally deranged lunatic. The perpetrator was a well-known career criminal who had been previously arrested and released on cash bail in January a total of 14 times. What the hell was he doing riding the train and walking the streets? Well, he was a turnstile jumper, number one. He wasn't on the train legally. Criminals like this need to be locked up. The blood of this innocent woman can literally be seen dripping from the killer's knife, and now her blood is in the hands of the Democrats who refuse to put bad people in jail. I will have more on the story coming up in just a second.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, the man we depend upon for wit, wisdom, and occasionally really good traffic reports. Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah. Like every 10 minutes.
If I'm in a good mood, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway started early today. It's already backed up from New Hampshire Avenue and almost back to 95. And from there, it's slow over beyond Georgia Avenue and then down the hill already and into the shadow there of the Mormon Temple. So that buildup is early. 95 between the two beltways is clear. Some slowing, different areas on the parkway, but that's normal. Northbound towards 197, southbound through 170. 75. Now some brake lights at the old Harbor Tunnel beginning at O'Donnell Street. So that traffic there is already beginning to slow at that point. We are going into the tunnel with the lanes open. Fort McHenry Tunnel looks good. And we made a quick check through Annapolis. No problems right now between the Bay Bridge and the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, warmer today, and we'll be in the upper 70s. Overnight back down to the 50s, and then tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy with a slight chance of stray showers. And again, highs in the upper 70s. Right now it's clear and 50 in Ellicott City, 59 in Annapolis. Time to head out to, again, the One Line of News and find out what's going on. Brittany Spears, you see this video yesterday? She released herself stripping off her clothes in a restaurant bathroom during which she called a horrible date. Chuck tells us usually when he strips down in the bathroom, it means a very good date.
That's just the beginning of the date.
That's just the beginning. That's right. Researchers who claim the average attention span of a human being is 8 seconds now says that number is dropping. I think we can all thank TikTok for that, right?
For what?
Yeah, really. Look, it's a squirrel.
Reverend.
Saturday Night Live alum Kate McKinnon announced she's suffering from a medical condition called geographic tongue.
Tongue?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a thing.
It is?
Yeah.
How do you know about geographic tongue?
I don't know. I mean, I know that I have a different kind. I have deep crevices in my tongue. Some people do, some people don't. Geographic tongue, if I recall correctly, means that it's as if her tongue is divided up into, like, different continents.
Well, it's actually because the mucous membrane is affected, so it looks like a map.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, unlike Chuck, who is in that bad case of National Geographic mind.
Yes.
You remember? Yeah, it got me through being 13.
Yes, he couldn't find his dad's Playboys to save his life.
So he settled for the next best thing.
Yeah, that was hard.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent added again, accused of threatening to beat up a coworker. Bessent told Federal Housing Agency Director Bill Pulte that he was going to punch him in his effing face.
Ooh. Ooh.
And after he was going to punch him, he was going to hit him with a tariff.
Yes.
Of course, if they did it outside, they could have been arrested by the National Guard in D.C. President Trump praised West Point for canceling a ceremony to honor Tom Hanks for his many roles portraying military figures and his advocacy for veterans. But, of course, Hanks is a left-wing loon. And they decided not to inject politics into it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, by not doing it, it injects politics into it, right? Apparently Trump only likes the one Tom Hanks movie, you know, Castaway. Where he's stuck on an island.
Yeah. But they found him. They found him.
He hates a part when he makes it back, though.
Yeah. Wilson.
New ICE immigration surge happening in Boston. Bostonians are exposed to the government rounding up foreign workers at their place of employment, with one exception, the Yankees bullpen. I'd love to have those guys out of here. By the way, it's an international Buy a Priest a Beer Day for some strange reason.
A priest?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. And if you buy a priest enough beer, he'll start confessing things to you. Just keep that in mind.
It should be interesting. Yeah,
too many beers there.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. Off and running here on this Tuesday morning. Chuck, is everything okay? Copacetic? I know there were construction crews off the roads this morning.
They're
the cameras working. Is the plaza okay?
Plaza's okay. 95 construction blocks the right lane already.
It's all a daily occurrence.
How about the tubes?
What tubes?
The internet.
I would say.
The internet. It's like a bunch of tubes.
The whole place is going down to tubes. It goes, tubes? What tubes?
Tubes? What is going to be interesting is because I got caught up in it the other day on the outer loop heading down to 70. On the west side, again, bumper to bumper traffic at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And I'm just going to be, it's going to be interesting to see once they complete this Beltway project that they're working on, if it will do anything to alleviate the traffic.
No. I sure as hell hope so, because I've been in that too, and you say, I got to get to the airport.
Yeah.
Well, you better build in an extra half hour.
Well, now what I end up doing is I take back roads to bypass at least that section,
right.
And then, again, it may take you a little bit longer, but at least you know how long it's going to take you based on, you don't know how long you're going to be tied up in that traffic jam on the west side.
And I'll tell you what, it's a crapshoot every day at the tunnels. Whether or not, if you have to go to the airport, you're coming down from Bel Air or Falston or Edgewood or whatever, if you have to go to the airport, the only way you're going to go through is 895 or 95. That, you roll the dice every day.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Key Bridge traffic does not help at all.
No.
Because of the lack of a Key Bridge.
Yes.
And we're talking now probably 3 years. If
three years.
Maybe four.
It's going to be five.
Yeah.
It'll be
yeah.
5 years from now.
I like when they kept saying, yeah, it's going to be 3 years. I don't think
yeah,
so.
No.
Well, they're still doing the demolition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't do anything until the demolition isn't completely done.
If
so.
They keep messing with Trump, there won't be any funds.
Yeah, and yeah, I think it's just a. I don't think he's going to.
That's a ploy, but you know,
yeah,
it just
he's,
sounds
not, he's not going to withhold any funds,
no.
I don't think.
No.
All right, because that's going to affect the port, which affects commerce, which affects the economy. He would never do that.
Sure.
He might threaten it, but he would never do it.
No.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate good. That. It is coming up on 620. By the way, a little bit later on in the show, there is a new Gallup poll out we want to talk about on capitalism versus socialism. And it's not good news for capitalism.
Wow.
Capitalism is slipping. Socialism is holding steady. It's not gaining, but the capitalism, the fact that it's slipping, this is what's driving guys like Mamdani mm-hmm. and some of these other communists, these Marxists, in these other cities. So we'll get into that a little bit later on here on the program. It's 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie, and more on this Ukrainian refugee murder in Charlotte coming up next.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Boy, she knows her stuff.
Yeah, just got a text from Mackenzie. Just wanted you to know, Governor Moore has just launched his campaign for seeking a second term.
Oh, really? That's yeah. a shocker.
Just days after telling a national audience he did plan to run for president. I think he said he did not.
Did not. Run.
Yeah, yeah, but this story says did. Westmore announced he's officially seeking a second term as governor of the state of Maryland. In a news release with an accompanying video, Moore pointed to Washington and reckless policies coming from President Donald Trump as a reason why Marylanders are shelling out more for their everyday lives.
That's rich. $1.67 billion tax increase.
Wow, yeah.
And he's blaming
Donald
Trump.
Trump's fault. Yeah. Got it.
What a empty suit, folks. Unbelievable.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM 623. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Tunnel Johnson.
There are some gaps in the traffic on the west side, at least right now, between 795 and the ramps at I-70. As you get a little bit further down and get closer to the ramps at Route 40, it begins to bunch up in there. So eventually, it's going to back up to the usual spot right at 795. Parkville side still clear. The inner loop at Green Spring looks good. JFX, no problems right now. Fort McHenry Tunnel is still running clear. 895 might have a 3 to 5 minute delay coming south of the O'Donnell Street ramp.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Sunny, warm today, about 78. Tonight back down into the 50s. Then tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy with a slight chance of a stray shower. And again, highs in the upper 70s. A rather cool 49 in Reisterstown. And it is 53 in Middle River. So we're talking about this horrific story. A wisp of a young lady, her name is Irina Zaruska, escaped war-torn Ukraine, comes to America, works at a pizzeria shop, gets off her shift, sits down on a light rail train, and goes, starts scrolling through her phone, keeping mm-hmm. herself, didn't talk to anybody. And I will notice she was the only white person on that car. There were five other people in the car, including the deranged homeless man. All the rest happened to be black. And again, I'm not saying it was, I don't know what the motivation was. The guy appears to have been deranged, and but we do know he was a career criminal, should never been on the street. But here's what the mayor of Charlotte, Vi Lyles, wrote. We will never arrest our way out of issues such as homelessness and mental health. I want to be clear, I'm not villainizing those who struggle with their mental health or those who are unhoused. Mental health disease is just that, a disease like any other that needs to be treated with the same compassion, diligence, and commitment as cancer or heart disease. So her first gut instinct is to defend the homeless because of the act of a deranged homeless person and not to express condolences or sympathies for the victim. Then she went on to praise the media. I thank
you. Right, yeah, for not spreading the story.
Right. For basically spiking the story.
Right, yeah.
Not making
people to know.
Not making it go national. So she's a problem, as is the Democrat Governor Josh Stein, who eventually made his way around to making a statement yesterday. Remember, this happened a month ago. Okay? Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes, who released the 14-time criminal DeCarlos Brown Jr. on a promise. This is a guy that had been in and out of courts and in jail since 2007, and he promised he would come back to court. And she believed him. We've got idiots in robes.
Yes.
Okay? She's the director of operations at Second Chance Services, a mental health and addiction clinic in Charlotte, North Carolina. Is that not a conflict?
Yeah.
I would think, does this judge release violent criminals into a treatment center to get paid by a government contract? That bears some investigation.
Yes, it does.
Investigate this racket. So, again, so this magistrate judge, so I think we do have to get a couple of things here. I think we have to end cashless bail. That's number one.
Yep.
Number two, I think we have to return to some kind of minimum and maximum sentences. The judges have now shown they're incapable of adjudicating proper justice when it comes to cases like this, that you're going to have to take the decision out of their hands. So, you know, whether it's three strikes, four strikes, five strikes, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Again, career criminals need to be locked up, either in jail because of their criminal activity or because of their mental state. I'm sorry to say this, but it's time to bring the loony bins back. Now, we can do it with greater supervision. I'm not talking about warehousing people and locking them up and throwing away the key and forgetting about them. That approach didn't work either.
No.
But there's got to be a place that we can take the mentally deranged homeless off the streets so they're not committing. And this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time in major cities. And so then we have the media. Wikipedia. A woman was stabbed to death on a train, and they wanted to erase her story. They tried to spike it as well. I'd never go to Wikipedia. I think it is the most biased, partisan, hack job of a website in history. So I'd never rely on information from Wikipedia. But and then there's Brian Stelter. Did you know Potato Head's back at fake news?
Oh, wow, yes.
Potato Head is back. He's a Towson grad back at fake news. And he was upset, not because a woman was murdered, but because MAGA was running with this on X yesterday. Yeah, these are concerned Americans, and then he would say, "Hey, if you talk about this story in the right, the wrong terms, you're a racist."
I have to say, some of the replies to Musk, some of the comments around this story are baldly racist, stoking fear of African Americans because this man attacked a white woman. The open racism on sites like X today, it's eye-popping, but there are also legitimate questions about this so-called career criminal, someone who had been a repeat offender, and those questions, I hope they're not lost amid all of the cesspool kind of comments on social media.
Cesspool comments. In other words, look, we don't know whether or not this young lady was targeted because she was the only white person in that particular car. We don't know. But is it not fair to ask those questions, or is that a cesspool comment?
Well, it's fair to ask when the perp gets on the train, sits there, and there are all sorts of other black individuals,
and he does not attack them, then all of a sudden a white woman comes down. She does sit right in front of him, minds her own business, but it's fair to ask the question, to say the least. But it's certainly, what we're most concerned about is the career criminal component.
Yeah.
That's what bothers most people.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM 629 on Tuesday morning. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. With the hot summer weather going away and the cooler fall weather around the corner, you better believe it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling right now, 410-876-9404. Again, that's 410-876-9404 or at TimKyleCompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It is 6:30. Coming up next, federal troops to Chicago and Operation Midway Blitz. Is it legal? Right now, news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Jury selection is underway in the trial of one of the three suspects accused of a stray bullet killing during a gun battle in Federal Hill. 19-year-old Cameron Holt was caught in the crossfire of the October 27th shooting. She died nearly 2 weeks later at a hospital. Alexis Cancel Soto is standing trial first on a first-degree murder charge. The trial is expected to last for around 5 days. Deshaun Clark, Devontae Richardson, also charged with first-degree murder in that case, and their trials will still come up. Maryland Department of Transportation has announced nearly $13 million in federal highway safety grants as part of the effort to prevent vehicle crashes and eliminate roadway fatalities. 96 agencies, organizations, and programs will be receiving their funds on October 1st. MDOT says the grants will be used for a number of initiatives, including the prevention of impaired, aggressive, and distracted driving, and safety for pedestrians, motorcyclists, and bicyclists. In 2024, Maryland recorded 582 state roadway deaths, including 163 pedestrians and 10 bicyclists. Now that is down just a bit from 621 in 2023. The state of Maryland collected more than $18.4 million in cannabis revenue from April through June. The second quarter revenue was the final report issued on the 9% tax rate. During this year's General Assembly session, state lawmakers increased the tax rate to 12%, effective July 1. The additional 3% will be allocated to Maryland's general fund, and the change will be reflected in cannabis revenues shared in the next quarterly report that will cover July through September. 6:32 right now on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Call Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. I personally give you a money-back guarantee that I will hypnotize you, knowing at the end that hypnosis has been a very relaxing and enjoyable experience. So I will give the inner mind an opportunity to send a message to the body and the consciousness in a way that the body and the consciousness can understand the inner mind's strength, its willingness, and now its total and complete commitment to assist you never to smoke cigarettes again as long as you live. And I wonder how surprised the body and the consciousness will be upon receiving this very strong message. 410-661-1111. Money back guarantee. What do you have to lose?
Pick three lottery number 435. You pick 41560. Now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
DW Parkway still looks okay. Southbound from Arundel Mills. The northbound side a little busier now coming up from Powder Mill Road through 197. But all the lanes are open. No incidents through there. Capitol Beltway early buildups today. Already backed up before New Hampshire Avenue on the outer loop. And it's pretty solid from there all the way around to the Georgia Avenue ramps. Keep in mind if you're going up into Hartford County, that contractor is already working. They blocked the right lane already today. Northbound I-95 at Route 24. That's the 76-mile marker northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're in for a warm day with temperatures rising to the mid to upper 70s. Expect plenty of sunshine. We'll drop to the 50s tonight, and then tomorrow it's back to the 70s. We have the chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, skies will be partly cloudy. As we head into Thursday, we'll warm up and dry out. High temperatures rise to the low 80s. That's where we'll stay as we head into the weekend. Upper 70s and low 80s with a dry forecast. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports brought to you by Grieven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Facts are facts, and this fact is a gut punch if you're a Ravens fan. Since 2008, the Ravens under John Harbaugh have blown 17 double-digit leads. That's the most by any NFL coach in at least the last 34 years. And the problem seems to have become acute, especially of late.
I do believe that we need to be really thoughtful of, you know, how we decide that we're going to approach those situations going forward. You know, let's give it some thought. Let's give some thought to our play calling. Let's give some thought to our defensive play calling. Let's give some thought to our mindset, like how we're going to talk to one another.
Well, if not now, when? With the Bills scoring 16 points in the final 356 against Baltimore Sunday night, eking out a 41-40 opening night win. Meanwhile, last night in the NFL, the Vikings kind of did to the Bears what the Bills did to the Ravens on Sunday night.
McCarthy passes, caught, spinning grab by Aaron Jones. And somehow, some way, the Minnesota Vikings are on top.
Sound familiar? Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. The Vikings rally with 21 in the final frame of J.J. McCarthy's quarterback debut. They beat the Bears in Chicago last night. 27-24 was the final. O's back in action tonight. Take on the Pirates at Camden Yards for the first of three. Question to manager Mancelino after the 4-3 walk-off win over L.A. on Saturday night was, what's happened to the Birds of late who have become walk-off wonders?
You got a lot of guys who are getting their first opportunities in the big leagues, and they're fighting for their careers right now. And I think when you get that, it does create a little bit of a different vibe.
The Birds were the only team without a walk-off through July of this season. Now they've got three in their last 12 home games. Elsewhere in baseball, in Miami last night, the Nats' Josh Bell partied hard.
Josh to right field. See you upstairs later. A net with a homer from each side of the plate in the same game.
Bob Carpenter with the call on Masson. In fact, Bell becomes only the second Nat to go yard from both sides of the plate as D.C. reels in the Marlins last night. 15-7 was the final. To be number one, you got to beat number one. That's the adage, and so that's what Carlos Alcaraz did, reclaiming the title of world's number one tennis player, beating Jannik Sinner in the U.S. Open on Sunday for his sixth Grand Slam title, all by the age of 22. Sinner is all of 24. With four Grand Slams, so it's going to be this way for quite a while. Novak Djokovic, by the way, holds the men's record with 24 Grand Slam wins. Margaret Court on the women's side, also with 24. And after his win at Gateway on Sunday, Denny Hamlin continues to lead the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. Hamlin with five wins and 2,120 points. The time now is 6:37. When we return, you got three timeouts. You got to use them.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Grieben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Grieben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Grieben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I think the biggest key in dissecting John Harbaugh's decision to punt on 4th and 3 with a minute 33 left to go was the fact that the Ravens had three timeouts left. They had all of their timeouts. So even if they went for it and they missed it and the Bills took over at the 39-yard line and kicked that field goal, or, you know, eventually, the Ravens still could have stopped the clock. The Ravens defense still could have held Buffalo even to three and out, let's say, okay, and still called timeout and give given Lamar another chance to win the game.
What I don't understand.
Can we say could have instead of, can we say should have instead of could have?
I would say should have.
Should have,
right.
Yeah.
What I would say is that at 4th and 3, you have a decision, obviously, to make, and you got to make it very quickly.
It's
now,
in the moment.
Harbaugh's out there saying maybe we should give more thought. Well, that's your job, is to give a lot of thought to these, what are called winning moments in game time.
Before the game.
And what am I going to do in this particular case? It's 4th and 3. We're down, whatever the case. But here's the point. He could have just left the offense out there because he said Lamar was cramping. So they were worried about that. And so they just kept the offense out there and trying to draw the Buffalo offside. And if they don't draw them offside, then you kick it away.
Right.
But they didn't even try to do that. They just went ahead and kicked it. And it wasn't, what message does that send to your defense that you're punting the ball and you don't think they can stop the Bills, which they hadn't in the fourth quarter?
You know, and also, I think part of the decision for Harbaugh, and he talked about it in the press conference, you know, the, Baltimore's offense was just running up and down the field all game long. But in the fourth quarter, they were only averaging 2.8 yards per play. So,
and for all the people calling for John Harbaugh to be fired, and there are many,
believe me,
he did not fumble the ball.
No, he didn't.
Okay. Yeah. Just pointing that out.
The King did that, he did, by the way.
And he took, you know, he took ownership.
Yeah.
So that's all my, I guess this loss is on me. It's my bad. And they'll be back. They'll, you know, it's only one game.
And also,
I think,
you know,
I think the losses are not on any individual. I think if you're going to choose a group, the losses were on the much vaunted defense of the Baltimore Ravens. They simply did not get the job done in the fourth quarter.
Josh Allen threw for 251 yards in the fourth quarter alone.
Yeah.
That's fourth most.
That's never happened in Ravens history.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
You're
welcome. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There is some speculation, Sean, that there would be federal troops deployed to Chicago in order to help bring crime under control there. Now, there are some legitimate questions that have to be asked. This may violate the Posse Comitatus Act, among other things. Timothy O'Brien, political reporter over at MSNBC, says that Donald Trump had legal grounds to use National Guard in Washington, D.C. It's a federal enclave. He had the legal right to do so. He does not have that right in Chicago or Los Angeles or anywhere else.
I think it escalated very quickly. Trump had legal grounds for policing the streets of Washington, D.C. He doesn't have legal grounds to enter into a state where the governor doesn't want him to be there and into a city where the mayor doesn't want him to be there.
Yeah, the kind of, look, it does kind of kill the idea of federalism, that if the governor and the mayor are not responsible, the solution is to fire them as voters and hire new people. If they choose to not fire them and hire new people, then it's on the citizens of Illinois or Chicago. O'Brien then says that he thinks what's going to happen is Donald Trump will force some kind of confrontation, and it will actually tended to favor Donald Trump and his point of view and disfavor the Democrats.
He's going to raise the temperature and I think probably foster a confrontation in either between protesters and federal troops on the streets or between local police officers and others. And it's just going to be a mess and it's unnecessary. It's not going to solve the problem Trump's claiming it's going to solve. It's performative. He's doing it again to distract. He's doing it to score points with his base. But it's obscene.
Okay, now, this idea that it's performative.
Boy, I'm tired of that word.
Yeah, and if you want to see something performative, you look at the crime walk last Friday, which lasted for just minutes. The performance. Here's the thing, 87% reduction in carjacking. They only had 5 homicides in the month of, during this leading up to this point, and maybe just one during the last, 2 or 3 weeks. So the data is indicating that is it's performance and not performative.
Right. It's effective. The question is, does he have the legal right to do so? And this is where O'Brien loses me. Look, these kinds of battles between federal and state, they've been going on for 200 years in this country. So it's nothing new here. There's no constitutional crisis taking place. There's no crisis of faith or anything like that. But when the left goes this far, they lose most of us.
This isn't what America is about. This is what the Soviet Union was about. This is what Germany was about in the 1930s. This is not what America should be in the 2020s.
See, whenever you begin to say, this is what Germany was like in the 1930s, this is what the Soviet Union was like, you got to tread that ground very carefully because those kinds of comparisons better be pretty damned exact or you end up looking the fool. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. A man who is never looking the fool. Here's one. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Very quickly, up to 25-minute delays now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. 895 is rapidly going back towards Pulaski Highway. 95 right now is already slow at the Moravia Road ramp. Haven't seen any problems in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. We're getting traffic into and out of the tunnel down towards 395. But we're backed up early today all the way back to Moravia Road. So we'll keep an eye on that. But right now, all the lanes are moving, but it's taking a little while to get southbound through the area. Parkville side of the Beltway now, brick lights beginning, and Harford Road. The west side is already busy, but that's the normal stuff from 795 going south, eventually getting better after the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, warm today, high about 78 right now. It is 60 and clear in Stevensville, 55 in Pasadena. You know where the term fool came from?
No.
Yeah. Apparently, kings would, they had this team.
Sure, they had the fool.
They had the court jester. But they also had something they had the fool. They'd bring the fool in to entertain during royal visits and so on and so forth. And many times the fool would entertain with traffic reports.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew that's where it was going. So,
out to the Chuck Wagon.
The range mind goes that way every time.
I remember reading, actually, in some of the early commentaries on the First Crusade. Yes. They would have people, like, you know, through the Great Arc going down there saying that this is where the ship traffic was, and this is what it is to avoid. Right. Yeah.
Very busy on the
very busy
canal there.
Yeah.
All right, you're old enough to remember the TV commercial that asked the question, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I remember that.
Yeah. 55 years ago.
Is it really?
Yeah. They wow. And now they've remade the classic with fresh animation and voice tracks, and maybe we'll have it for you later this week. But anyway, how many licks do you think it took?
27.
Yeah.
And nobody realized, no,
because then you get to a point where, for me, it was always you get to a certain point in the Tootsie Pop where you could bite it.
Yeah.
And get to the Tootsie Pop.
Never
Tootsie
get
Roll
all the Tootsie Roll. As soon as I felt I could bite it, I was there.
And you tested it, you know?
Yes.
Still,
oh,
no, it's still too hard. A few more licks.
My proposition is I can bite through now. Wait, no, no. Proposition's bad.
McDonald's new gold sauce is here to make snack wraps shine. They're putting they had a dangle nostalgia and newness in the same golden basket here. Listen to this.
Mm.
It's a tangy North Carolina style barbecue sauce kissed with honey, mustard, and smoke. And they put it on four chicken items. And they include the Gold McCrispy Sandwich, the Deluxe McCrispy Sandwich, the McCrispy Strips, and their chicken nuggets as well. So if you like the gold sauce, it's like a Carolina barbecue.
No.
Sauce. You might want to order that.
Is that a mustard base?
Yes.
Yeah.
Honey and mustard. New buffet specializing in Japanese-style food, grilled meats, and sushi has arrived in Baltimore County. Aurora Seafood and Grill Buffet opening up in Rossville Boulevard in Nottingham, slated to open today. According to the restaurant's website, the storefront previously was home to the Southern buffet chain Golden Corral. So, sorry about that, Chuck. You lost the Golden Corral
in
Nottingham, but
not,
now you've
not
got
very close to where I live anyway.
But your second favorite, you know, another buffet opened
any
up.
Any buffet
as well.
Is good.
Any buffet,
yeah,
even a sushi buffet. You like sushi?
No.
Oh, so that wouldn't be any buffet then.
I'm not eating seaweed.
Okay, there's much more to sushi besides seaweed.
There's also raw fish.
Yeah.
No, raw
there's also
fish? No.
There's also cooked fish. That's
yeah, that's right.
As
yeah.
Well.
And blowfish.
That's right.
He was also in a James Bond movie, by the way.
He was also part of a band.
Yeah.
Hootie. And
the blowfish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Keep up, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm still back on how many licks does it take?
Well, no, all you have to worry about is we know that Chuck bites, so that's okay.
That's nice. Right.
That's nice. I get the chance.
I know.
Yes.
Right, I just set myself up for retaliation.
Right. Here it comes, folks. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple, 6:47. 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Here's the deal on the National Guard under Title 10. We've talked about this a great amount. The president, if the United States is under invasion, under attack, or if there's a national defense reason, or if there's a pandemic that is going to affect the country in any way, shape, or form, he is allowed, or she, under Title 10, to deploy federal
right.
troops
yes.
to that city without the consent of the governor of that state.
Correct.
But you have to cite in the deployment papers. And for another reason why you would federalize, if you're going to take them and put them overseas as well,
yep.
which the governors can't do. The governors about on a Title 32, they cannot deploy anywhere outside their state. Only the president can do that.
Yeah.
The question is, is this a fentanyl? Is this the excuse? Is it the crime wave that's going on due to the illegal aliens that were allowed to come into this country? It's going to be interesting to see what he, because D.C. is different.
Yeah.
D.C.,
he's got
the prerogative, he's got the legal authority, but outside of D.C. in any other state, he'd have to make a convincing case.
Yeah, he would. 648 right now, by the way, that case has to be made on a number of different levels, and we'll talk about this later during the show, but we just blew up a boat, and we got a drug boat heading our way, Venezuelans, a boat full of fentanyl. And Jerry Nadler says that act for Donald Trump as president to authorize destroying that boat full of death for Americans, which is what fentanyl basically is, somehow makes Donald Trump liable for prosecution.
Going after immigrants or the constitutional spending power, the way they're refusing to spend money despite the Anti-Impoundment Act of 1974. They're subverting the entire role of Congress. And now this newest outrage where they just bombed a speedboat, which they asserted was carrying terrorists. So you're the judge, jury, and executioner when you're not in a time of war. For that, the president ought to face criminal charges.
But it's okay, apparently, to drop a missile on a U.S. citizen overseas.
Yeah, that was Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen. That was Obama who did that, and he was a U.S. citizen, and they took him out. Just one individual. Here, you were going after, we don't know how many pounds were on that, but it looked like there was a lot of drugs on that speedboat, that he called it. And we are sending a message to narco-terrorists, and they have been designated as foreign terrorists, if you try to bring your poison to this country, we have a different way of dealing with it now.
Think about this. What message is now sent? Now, the border's closed. That's why it's happening now out in the seas. The border's closed. What message do you think the Venezuelan drug guys are now getting, Grande Alagoa, getting when they took a look at that footage?
Well, you know what Maduro just did? Maduro is sending 25,000 troops on the coast to stop the drug traffickers from leaving Venezuela. He got the message.
Yeah.
Yeah, very quickly. 6:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Are you a Christian patriot? How about a patriotic Christian or a Christian nationalist? Or do you even know what those terms mean? If you fall into one of those categories or feel that you just need a little more information as to what each label actually stands for, then I invite you to join us on Thursday evening, September 11th at 7 p.m. as we once again welcome renowned speaker and friend of In Defense of Truth Ministries, Mr. William Federer, to be the keynote speaker for our annual God and Country service. Bill will be back again to inform and educate everyone on what is going on in the ongoing battle between our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage and the hard left's worship of America's de facto religion of secular humanism. And where does the church stand? So mark the date, Thursday, September 11th at 7 p.m. right here at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian. I hope to see all of you there. This has been Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
In today's world, it's easy to chase the dollar, but at Walls Roofing, we've never operated that way. We believe in quality before profit, and that's been our approach for over 90 years. Every job we take on is done by our own crew and done with care. We're family-owned, third generation, and proud to say we've advertised on WCBM for over 20 years. That's because values matter, and so does doing the right thing. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago.
ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorianMakesSense.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Backups now at both the Harbor Tunnels, southbound 895 beginning at Moravia, southbound 95 beginning at Moravia. 25-minute delays from there to go into and then through both the tunnels southbound. No incidents right now. Beltway with early buildups today, 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. Already Bel Air Road to Providence Road and around towards Delaney Valley Road on the northeast outer loop. Still clear, no issues right now. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
It is, I've been just told that the by Doug, who just emailed in, saying that they are starting the location of the Key Bridge 200 feet to the south.
Okay.
So they can start sooner. They don't have to wait for the whole thing to be demolished. So that's an important update there. All right, Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, and it is going to be warm with highs about 78. Overnight temperatures in the 50s. And tomorrow we may get a chance of a shower. So right now it is sunny and 52 in Parkville and 53 in Severn. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And a reminder that we did a story last week, and that was City School CEO Dr. Sonia Santelices on the first day of school was accompanied by two armed guards.
Yes.
To go and visit school. And I'm not saying that she shouldn't have that protection, you know, because she's a fairly prominent person, making, upwards of $400,000 a year. And she's a lightning rod for criticism. So if she feels she needs protection from the kids, well, that's, I guess, up to her. But the point is that children are not allowed to have that protection in schools because city school SROs, if they are carrying their firearm, have to lock it up while they're on school grounds. That's the law, according to city schools and the city council. And the children aren't receiving any kind of protection. So imagine if a school shooter comes in, the SRO has got to run, get his gun by that time the damage is already done, right? Or if there's an immediate fit, like a child brings a loaded gun to school, which did happen at Forest Park and other schools. It just happened at Franklin Middle up the road in Baltimore County in Reisterstown. But now we have this incredible story, Chris Papps of Project Baltimore breaking it last week, and now we're getting reaction from some parents. This is Yolanda Pulley, and she's a mother of a child that goes to Forest Park. And she basically said that she, when she first heard about this, she was livid.
I was livid. I was like, how in the God's green earth is she allowed to walk around with armed security? And we can't even have protection for our children in school.
Yeah, and her child was at school at Forest Park on the day that another student brought a loaded gun into class. And who knows what could have happened there. And she said there was nobody there to protect her child.
Me and my other sons, we ran up here just to find out that there was no protection for my son.
So Yolanda Pulley says, and she's right, that there's a double standard here, that we got to protect the city school CEO. And is her life really worth any more protection than a single student in city schools?
Did you feel like your son was safe at this school?
No. And they offered us no sense of relief. No. I look at it as double standard. I look at it as a loophole that she found a way to get around. So she's allowed to walk around with armed security, which comes out of our taxpayers' money. But our children are not allowed to be protected in school under our taxpayers' money.
Yeah, I would say that's a double standard.
Yep.
Now, what message are you sending that, oh, we'll protect the adult in the room, the CEO, but we don't really give a damn about it. And not just the kids, but what about the other teachers and administrators in these schools?
I think it's horrible to have a parent say she did not feel that her child was safe while being in school.
I think that that begins to say to Santelitas and others, you better pay attention to your P's and Q's, as my grandma used to say.
That doesn't matter. I mean, you know, again, the school board and the mayor, they all support Santelitas for some strange reason. The numbers don't improve, you know, academically, but they don't care. But Pulley says that, you know, she might have to pull her child out of the school because it is dangerous.
That's what disturbed me and upset me, and it made me look at things in a different way. Like, our children are not safe in school.
Yeah, they're not. And that's sad, because how do you... It was different when we were going to school. You didn't worry about any of this kind of stuff. All you had to worry about, you know, was, you know, again, the quiz, a pop quiz, or, you know, what you're going to play at recess, what you were having for lunch, if you're going to trade your lunch with another class. That's the kind of stuff you worried about at school. You never had to worry about guns and knives and whether you're going to be able to walk to and from school safely. It is just outrageous. You've heard about the reverse mortgage answers man, Mark McVeary, for years. When it comes to reverse mortgages, Mark is the expert. He's been helping homeowners for over 30 years. He's already worked with thousands of families in our listening area. And what sets Mark apart is simple. When you call his office, you don't get passed off to somebody else. You talk directly with Mark. And you don't get legalese. He speaks, he doesn't talk in bank speak. He has common sense language we can all understand. With all of his experience, he knows how to explain things in that those plain, easy to understand terms, so you feel confident about your options and your choices. He's not here to tell you what to do. His job is to make sure you understand what's possible for you. So nobody knows your finances better than you, but if it feels like your bills are eating up more and more of your fixed income, or if you're seeing more than more month than money, it may be time to give Mark a call. For some people, reverse mortgage means eliminating their monthly mortgage payments and freeing up cash every month. For others, it pays off high-interest credit card debt, or simply creates a financial cushion so you can stay comfortably in your home. So call Mark, 410-788-7070. It's 410-788-7070.
Coming up, here's the 7 o'clock news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens when the Epstein files finally do come out, but there's more talk about them. Why aren't they released? Why doesn't he release them? Why don't they release them? We'll talk about that.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Despite the complete lack of support from city and state Democrat leaders in Illinois, the Trump administration moving ahead with ramped-up immigration enforcement in the state's largest city.
The Department of Homeland Security is calling it Operation Midway Blitz and says ICE officers will target criminal illegal aliens in Chicago. It's part of President Trump's focus on sanctuary cities. Homeland Security announced the move on social media with the mugshots of 11 foreign-born men it said should be deported. Illinois Governor Pritzker accused the Trump administration of using scare tactics and said federal officials have not coordinated the effort with his state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump team marshaling the power of prayer as America's 250th anniversary approaches next year. The administration announcing the America Prays Initiative, the goal to get 1 million people a week praying for the USA.
Think about the miracles that would take place over the next year. Think about the transformation that you and I could witness in communities all across the land.
Housing Secretary Scott Turner announcing the America Prays Initiative at the latest Trump Religious Liberty Commission hearing at the Museum of the Bible in D.C. Russia continues its relentless deadly assault on civilians in Ukraine. This time, Ukrainian officials say at least 21 people were killed when a Russian glide bomb struck a village in eastern Ukraine. Happened as pensions were being distributed to retirees. Preparing to ramp up its anti-terror offensive in Gaza, Israel's military urging civilians to evacuate Gaza City and to do so right away. Hamas has refused to release the remaining hostages and surrender as demanded by Israel. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 15 points, NASDAQ futures 44 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When I think about God's faithfulness, one story stands above all others, his eternal commitment to Israel. For nearly 4,000 years, God has kept every promise he made to Abraham. Through slavery in Egypt, exile in Babylon, persecution across the globe, and even the Holocaust, God's covenant never wavered, not once. Today we're witnessing the miraculous fulfillment of ancient prophecy. The Jewish people have returned home. A dead language lives again. The desert blooms just as the Bible promised. This is God's faithfulness in action. As Christians, when we support Israel, we're acknowledging that God's character never changes and his promises endure. His love remains constant, and by his faithfulness, we are unified with him and his faithfulness. I partner with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews because they understand this sacred calling. For over 40 years, they've served Israel's most vulnerable with unwavering dedication. Let's be unified together in recognizing God's faithfulness by supporting his chosen people. To learn more, visit ifcj.org. That is ifcj.org.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Part of the problem coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel was an incident which just cleared southbound 95 near the ramp at Key Highway. They had to block the right lane temporarily to get the vehicle hooked up and pull him out of there. Now, all of that is gone, so the traffic out of the right tube is now much better, barring any new problems. That will improve, but already 95 is backed up now to the city-county line. 895 is backed up to Moravia Road. 30-minute delays right now through there. Construction blocks the right lane. They work during the rush hour, not overnight. They block the right lane northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Baltimore County says they may have a new minor accident, Windsor Mill Road at Woodlawn Drive over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're in for a warm day with temperatures rising to the mid to upper 70s. Expect plenty of sunshine. We'll drop to the 50s tonight, and then tomorrow it's back to the 70s. We have the chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, skies will be partly cloudy. As we head into Thursday, we'll warm up and dry out. High temperatures rise to the low 80s. That's where we'll stay as we head into the weekend. Upper 70s and low 80s with a dry forecast. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Baltimore 54 degrees. Reisterstown has 49 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Governor Wes Moore yesterday announced that he plans to run for re-election in 2026. He has been repeatedly asked by national media outlets if he plans to run. He recently told Kristen Walker on NBC's Meet the Press this past weekend that he is focused on governing Maryland and not eyeing a run for the Oval Office. State of Maryland collected more than $18.4 million in cannabis revenue from April through June. The second quarter revenue was the final report issued under the 9% tax rate. During this year's GA, state lawmakers increased the tax rate to 12% effective July 31st. That's effective July 1st, not the 31st. Buffalo Bills fan is facing a ban from the league after hitting a Baltimore Ravens player during Sunday's football game. ESPN reports the fan has been banned indefinitely from the Bills and NFL stadiums. The fan can be seen on video slapping Ravens wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins on the head after he caught a touchdown pass. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, then shoved the fan in response. The fan was reportedly ejected from the stadium following the incidents. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number is 435. Your pick 4, 1560. And next, it's Style on Sports.
Comcast Business High 5 Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. Talking about where to lay the blame on the Ravens' epic fail Sunday night, and there's plenty of it to go around, including that Ravens defense, which did not get the job done in the fourth quarter against Josh Allen.
I don't think we played some coverage is great, and he had too much time and he had too much opportunity to extend plays. I mean, it's those two things. You know, a couple times we have a too deep coverage and we don't play it great. They hit a whole shot on the sideline.
In fact, the Ravens had no coverage and no pass rush pretty much all game long, allowing Bills quarterback Allen to pass for 389 yards in the game, including 251 in the fourth, albeit all quarter long. That 251 number, by the way, is the fourth most in NFL history. Elsewhere in the NFL, Vikings with a 21-point fourth quarter rally last night in Chicago go 27-24 over the Bears, and a key loss in San Francisco, 49ers tight end George Kittle with a hamstring. He could be out for a few weeks. Birds back in action tonight as they kick off a three-game set against the Pirates at Camden Yards and hoping to get Sam Bisaio back behind the plate. Here's manager Mancelino on the quick update.
X-ray's negative, so we're good there.
Bisaio's first Camden Yards homer was that walk-off Friday night in the 2-1 win over L.A. Now, tonight, it's Kyle Bradish on the hill at 6:35, and then don't forget, tomorrow night, Paul Skeens for the Pirates, the odds-on favorite to win the NL Cy Young. Coming up in 30 minutes is fan behavior getting out of control. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, I do not think it is a coincidence that Governor Tex Moore announces his campaign is launching for a second term the day after Ed Hale visits Penn North. Nothing is coincidental. In
not politics.
Politics,
no. I mean, obviously, he wants to see if he can take a headline or two away.
410-922-6680 is our number here. 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Mom Donnie is running against President Trump. And maybe it has something to do with this new Gallup poll. We'll talk about that. Baltimore County's mystery $100,000 settlement to the chief, former chief of staff of Johnny Zero.
For what?
That's a great question.
Right,
nobody knows.
For what?
And nobody apparently is going to know. These are your tax dollars that are being spent, and you have no right to know, says a judge and some elected officials. But our top story here today, we can't seem to get rid of the Epstein files.
No, until they're all the information is released. I mean, the truth wants to come free, basically. And until the Democrats and Republicans find a way of all of them saying, okay, there are going to be some of us who get burned. Some Democrats, some Republicans are going to get burned by this. We don't care. The public will not rest until they know what the hell happened on Epstein Island. This story, I think, has legs from now until Kansas, man. It's going to last just forever. Some of the Epstein victims spoke yesterday.
The days of sweeping this under the rug are over. We, the survivors, say no more. The worst part is that the government is still in possession right now of the documents and information about that could help me remember. So I ask you, President Trump and members of Congress, why do we continue to cover up sexual abuse and assault? Who are we covering for?
Yeah, and actually, I'd like to know, who are they covering for? I don't care who gets burned on this. If you were there on Epstein Island, you know, Lolita, the thing, the Lolita Express, you deserve to get burned. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. If you were there and you were monkeying around with underage kids, the second of those people who spoke, by the way, said, she's just like, I mean, the trauma, she'd like to remember what happened.
She wants the document so she can remember all the horrible things that happened because she's completely blocked it because of her experience there. These were children underage who were trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein. If they were trafficked by Epstein to your neighbor next door, you should know. If they were trafficked by Epstein to your mailman, you should know. If they were trafficked by Epstein to your congressperson or your senator, you sure as hell should know, particularly before the next election. And the question is, Sean, whether or not they'll know before the election, or if it's going to be sometime after the next election, or the election after that, or we'll find out at the same time we find out what happened to JFK.
Well, let's not forget the Jeffrey Epstein story goes all the way back to the Obama administration. And there have been several administrations that have sought to sweep it under the rug.
Absolutely.
Find the Trump administration comes in and says, all right, whatever we have, we're going to release as long as it's been judges that have blocked the grand jury testimony, not President Trump. And there have been some settlements that have been sealed that Jeffrey Epstein paid off. One is a $200,000 settlement. Another is a $100,000 settlement. We don't get the names of those. So there are some people that are being protected, no doubt. And well, at some point down the road, we'll find out who they are. But I don't know if it's going to be before the midterms.
No, or maybe before the next general.
Well, the reason why I say that is because now is that this guy that, you know, sat down with James O'Keefe, maybe we'll play the audio later on the show, and saying, yeah, they're covering up because there are prominent Democrats named in this. And I think if there are prominent Republicans named in this, then it would not politically benefit the president to release it prior, with margins being so tight,
right,
prior to the midterms.
Yeah, so fine, get through the midterms, but look, I'd like to know, seriously, I'd like to know before we find out whether there's a second shooter on the grassy knoll, folks. I mean, that's unreasonable.
What do you think we'll find out, the names or the truth behind Thomas Crooks, the Butler, Pennsylvania attempted assassin?
I don't know, this guy's a loon. Wow.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, all right. 7:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBU, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Hey, guess who's here? It's Chuck Whitaker.
The inner loop of the Beltway. Coming up now from Liberty Road, you're slowing right there, and you're wondering, well, anything wrong? No, it's the sunshine as you come up the hill around the curve at Reisterstown Road and start heading over towards Park Heights Avenue and eventually to Green Spring. So that's it, right there on the windshield as you come up to the top of the hill, and that's creating the problem. They almost have to come to a stop right there because it's so bad. After that, towards Green Spring, you're back in the shade, and then the speed picks up once again. Again, the Northeast Outer Loop already this morning, 95 through Bel Air Road, through Providence Road, over towards Delaney Valley. The west side is at least 795 down to Frederick Road with the lanes open. Typical ride right now on the JFX. Both the tunnels really got started early with delays, and then we had the minor incident on 95 at the ramp at Key Highway. So we're still backed up towards the city-county line on both 895 and 95. We're pretty close to 30-minute delays right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for you today is going to be sunny, warm today, about 78 overnight, back down into the 50s, and then tomorrow a chance of a stray shower, but pretty nice temperatures as well. Right now, sunny, 54 in Millersville, 54 in Baltimore City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump is getting ready to punish Vladimir Rootin-Tootin Putin for Russia's latest deadly airstrike and assault on Ukraine. They're going to move the second stage of harsh and severe sanctions, and what they are we don't know exactly, but it could mean that countries like India and China would face severe tariffs for buying Russian oil.
Yeah.
So now it's they're going to try to basically dry up his funding machine for his war. And that certainly would impact Putin at great length.
Well, the indications early on were that Biden allowing Russia to sell oil in the open market is part of what funded what's going on in Ukraine. So yeah, Shut off that source of money.
President yesterday, during a religious liberty breakfast, talked about the trans shooter and struck in Minnesota at that Catholic school, killing several children, wounding many more. And also the Nashville shooter has been a series of trans shooters of late, so much so that the Trump administration has considered banning trans from owning firearms, which has drawn the ire of the NRA and the GOA and other Second Amendment rights groups, saying you can't ban a whole group of people from owning a firearm just because one or two are bad actors. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting debate that is ongoing. We ran a poll just last week. The vast majority of our audience thought it was a good idea to ban the trans from firearms. But here he says, we've got to do something about these trans shooters.
I'm not going to allow that. In recent years, we've seen far too many violent attacks perpetrated against Americans of faith, beautiful Americans of faith, including in our schools and places of worship. And you know about it more than I do. 2 weeks ago in Minneapolis, a demonic killer shot 21 people and murdered the two precious children at a Catholic school. Can you believe that? Hard to believe. And time goes by and people say, oh, I sort of remember it, but I remember it. I'll always remember it. What a horrible thing. Too many happens too much. Our hearts are shattered for the families of those beautiful children. And I've made clear that Attorney General Pam Bondi is working really hard, that we must get answers about the causes of these repeated attacks, and we're working very, very hard on that. The Trump administration will have no tolerance for terrorism or political violence, and that includes hate crimes against Christians, Jews, or anybody else. We're not going to allow it.
He also announced yesterday it is time that we don't sterilize our schools from religion, but that we welcome it.
For most of our country's history, the Bible was found in every classroom in the nation. Yet in many schools today, students are instead indoctrinated with anti-religious propaganda, and some are even punished for their religious beliefs, and very, very strongly punished. It's ridiculous.
And he also responded to that horrific attack we discussed last hour of that Ukrainian refugee, Irina Zarutska, who was brutally stabbed and murdered aboard a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina.
A lunatic just got up and started. It's right on the tape. Not really watchable because it's so horrible. But just viciously stabbed. She's just sitting there. So they're evil people. We have to be able to handle that. If we don't handle that, we don't have a country.
Yeah, do you ever wonder how the left always seems to defend criminals and terrorists and people that want to do bad, evil things to the rest of us here? Law-abiding citizens. Happened again, this time when the cartel of narco-terrorists that were coming from Venezuela were bringing drugs or trying to bring drugs into our country when they got blown to smithereens.
Billions of dollars of drugs are pouring into our country from Venezuela. And when you look at that boat, you look at the, you see the bags of whatever it is. Those bags were, you know, those bags represent hundreds of thousands of dead people in the United States.
He's absolutely right. He also threatened Illinois' biggest city with a chipocalypse ahead of the expected ICE raids and Operation Midway Blitz. He took to social media. Remember the Apocalypse Now, the movie starring Robert Duvall?
Yep.
Yeah. And it was him as Duvall saying, I love the smell of deportations in the morning. Chicago's about to find out why it's called the Department of War. And again, this is he means it. He's going to go in there and clean up Chicago. He's set to also release a damning report detailing the shortcomings of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after the Biden appointee was fired. They apparently got the goods on how these people were cooking the books to help Biden and Harris and to hurt Trump. ICE Houston, ready to the numbers here? They've arrested 822 criminal aliens, gang members, convicted murderers, child predators, foreign fugitives, and egregious immigration offenders during a week-long operation. 800.
In a week.
In a week. In Houston. The August tariff collections have now reached $31.4 billion, the largest monthly haul so far. And Trump has unveiled America's largest U.S. flag, taller than the Empire State Building. It will be to celebrate America and our 250th birthday next year. Day 233 of the Golden Age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. It's fun to stay at the Y-M-C-A.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Still to come, Governor Moore launches his second term to be reelected as governor of Maryland. We'll talk about that. Also, the Penn North Walk by Ed Hale and the Crime Walk, which was performative and a photo op last Friday.
But I'm so sick of that
the
word.
Best, I keep after. Oh, we got to give it right back to him, you know? The best of The Morning Drive is available each and every day. WCBM.com and our Facebook and Rumble page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day, their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees.
Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a speed reduction right onto the Severn River Bridge as you're going west after the ramp at Ritchie Highway. I followed it up and went across towards Roe Boulevard through there and over to Parole. Nothing there, so it's just a speed reduction right now on the bridge itself. All three lanes, it looks like, are still moving. The morning backup towards Annapolis has arrived now. I-97 southbound after Route 32, and then after the bridge at 178, bright sunshine on the windshield there will continue to slow the pace. Dundalk side, new wreck, it's minor. North Point Road in the area of Cove Road. West side, we had the wreck, Windsor Mill Road at Woodlawn Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today is going to be sunny and warm and high about 78. Temperatures back down to the 50s tonight, and then tomorrow partly cloudy with a slight chance of a stray shower coming at, later on in the day. Right now, we're looking at sunny skies, 51 in Reisterstown, 51 in Ellicott City. And coming up after the 7:30 news, Baltimore County's mystery $100,000 taxpayer settlement to the former chief of staff of Johnny Zero.
It's amazing stuff. Congresswoman Middle East Stansberry points out, by the way, Sean, inadvertently, the problem with talking about the Epstein files, because the inclination is for the Democrats, because I think they're actually more likely to get burned on this somehow, that instead it's going to be, let's attack Donald Trump on this and somehow think that that's going to make it better for us in the long term. Here's Stansberry.
This is not just about a few isolated events. This is about a vast network of criminal enterprise that implicates not only Epstein, but his friends, his associates. And we have to understand that Donald Trump was Epstein's, one of his closest friends for over a decade.
Okay, now, when was that? There's no context there. I mean, that was like 20 years ago, and Trump cut off the relationship as soon as he found out that Epstein was poaching his employees to go work on Epstein Island. I mean, this is a long time ago. When he found out who Epstein was and what he was all about, he walked away from the man, Stansberry. He just walked away. Could you include that in the context? Could we stop making this all political? Or do you have something you hide as well? I mean, honest to God, let's just find out who got there.
right? I want to know who these creeps are who are playing with underage kids. Look, if they're out there playing with of-age young ladies of the night, they're going to be what they're going to be.
Here's the thing, though. Just because you visited Epstein Island does not make you automatically guilty.
Correct.
Of any illegal behavior. You could have just gone there for, you know, drinks and eats and whatever the case may be. Now, there are obviously some people that probably did.
Yeah.
Perform illegal acts against young women and children, and they should be held accountable. But Congressman Comer is out there saying that Democrats are cherry-picking Epstein documents to try to target Trump. And Trump, that's what he's calling about the hoax here. In fact, there's this infamous birthday letter or birthday card mm-hmm. that they keep saying was Trump sent to Epstein. It's not even his signature. I've seen it examined up close. It's a total forgery. Well, it was a bad one at that.
Yeah.
It's not even close, folks. But that's the kind of stuff the Democrats do. They make stuff up when they can't nail Trump on, and they've tried. Well, Lord knows they've tried with lawfare, and they've not been able to get him. This has been the most investigated man in history.
And by the way, if you're not familiar with this birthday card, folks, it is a card to Epstein purportedly, from Trump purportedly. It is a line drawing of the female figure. Oh, my God, how scary is that? Every 14-year-old boy in the history of man has drawn those curvy lines as we think, wow, this is something else. They look different than we do.
But Trump did not draw it.
He didn't do it.
And did not send it, and it's fake news.
Melanie Stansberry, asking again the Trump-oriented question.
We have serious questions about what Donald Trump is covering up. What is in those files? But if they won't release those files, we will subpoena every person involved, the bank records, and we have to believe these survivors. Their stories are bone-chilling, and as they told us, follow the money, because it's in the receipts.
Good. Subpoena away. Every single one of them.
Where were you?
For 4 years under Biden.
During the Biden years. I mean, this is just incredible. You know what? They could be getting rope-a-doped here by Trump. Trump might be saying, okay, keep asking, keep pushing, and finally, the levee's going to break. And, I mean, the Democrats are already in a very bad place.
Yeah.
The Republicans are not, I mean, they're okay for the midterms, but Democrats are just much worse off heading into the midterms next year.
Yeah, they have nothing on which they can run, so instead they're going to run on this. All right. I got to talk about Vinny Steele. If you're thinking about selling your home, let me tell you about Vinny. He makes buying and selling simple. He offers multiple cash offers to get you the most money for your home. You can call Vinny. You can go online to see for yourself. His stats are very impressive. Over 12,700 buyers in waiting. They're just waiting to buy. Maybe your home. And Vinny sells homes fast, man. Almost 3% faster and more than 3% more than the average agent. Using the latest marketing techniques, his upfront written guarantee is very simple. He's going to sell your home at the agreed on price and possession date, or he's going to buy it from you. Beg your pardon. If you're thinking about selling your home in the shifting market, my number one recommendation is Vinny Steele. Call him, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or online, you'll find him at VinnySteele.com. That's S-T-E-O, VinnySteele.com.
Coming up on 7:30, right after the 7:30 news here, we're going to take a look at Baltimore County's mystery $100,000 tax settlement, taxpayer-funded settlement, to a former chief of staff of Johnny Zero. Time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The state of Maryland collected more than $18.4 million in cannabis revenue from April through June. Second quarter revenue was the final report issued under the 9% tax rate. The new tax rate is 12%, effective July 1. Buffalo Bills fan facing a ban from the league after hitting a Baltimore Ravens player during the Sunday night football game. ESPN reports that the fan had been banned now indefinitely from the Bills and NFL stadiums. He's a guy you can see on video slapping Ravens wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins on the head. This is following Hopkins' receipt of a touchdown pass. City police investigating a shooting in West Baltimore. Officers responded to a shot spotter alert 1300 block of North Stockton Street just after 5 p.m. yesterday. When police arrived, they found a man suffering from a gunshot wound to the thigh. He was taken to a hospital where he is in stable condition. No word on a suspect or what led to the shooting.
Police arrested a woman in connection with the 2024 murder of a man in Annapolis. Monet Thompson is accused of killing John Logan III at his apartment on Georgetown Road in September of 2024. Thompson was arrested for killing her counselor outside a Safeway a week earlier, and she was in custody for that murder when she was charged last week in Logan's death. Police say Thompson and the victims all had connections to a medical health clinic in Anne Arundel County. Jury selection underway in the trial of one of three suspects accused of a stray bullet killing during a gun battle in Federal Hill. 19-year-old Cameron Holt caught in the crossfire October 27th shooting. She died around 2 weeks later at a hospital. Alexis Cancel Soto standing trial first on a first-degree murder charge. The trial is expected to last for around 5 days. Deshaun Clark, Devontae Richardson also being charged now with first-degree murder in that case. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Pick three, letter number 435. Your pick 41560. And now, at 7:33 Tuesday morning, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the Beltway is really jammed up this morning. Everybody got out early. It's been Bel Air Road all the way through Towson. The Interloop now, catch this, coming up from Route 40, I-70, Liberty Road, 795 to Park Heights Avenue. That all caused by the bright sunshine right there at Park Heights Avenue, and that backs us up. After you get over to Green Spring, that improves. The outer loop delay now is almost back to Reisterstown Road. So it's Reisterstown Road down through Liberty Road, 795 through there, down through I-70, finally breaking loose at the ramps at Frederick Road and down the hill without any major problems, but definitely busy even down towards the Wilkins Avenue ramp. We're getting a report the traffic light in the city is not working. Definitely a heads up at Northern Parkway at Charles Street on the north side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's going to be another warm day with temperatures rising to the mid to upper 70s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. We drop down to the 50s tonight under partly cloudy skies. Then it's back to the 70s tomorrow with a slight chance of a shower. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Making the rounds on social media, of course, the two incidents involving fans at the Bills-Ravens game. One was Lamar's shove of a fan who slammed him on the helmet mid-touchdown celebration. The other was a frozen water bottle thrown at Derrick Henry after one of the Kings' long touchdown runs. Thoughts here from head coach John Harbaugh.
I guess I didn't know you're not allowed to go close to the stands, you know, to do that without being attacked, you know, by a fan. You score a touchdown, probably shouldn't have a frozen water bottle thrown at you either. You know?
Here was Lamar's reaction after the game when asked about that incident with the fan.
He slapped. I seen him slap D-Hop, which, you know, I wasn't really. He slapped me. And then he's saying, he's talking. So, I just forgot where I was for a little bit, you know.
Postscript here is the fan was ejected Sunday night, and the NFL has now banned him indefinitely from all stadiums. Meanwhile, the sex toys are back, thrown from the stands at two NFL games on Sunday. One at the Bengals-Browns game in Cleveland. That one emanated from the dog pound. It wasn't a dog bone. It was a sex toy. And the other one was at the Dolphins-Colts game in Indianapolis. And speaking of Miami, by the way, who got crushed in Indy, well, former former Ravens defensive coordinator Rex Ryan crushes Miami head coach Mike McDaniel on ESPN.
Hey, maybe he's on a different level, McGenius guy, whatever the hell he is, nerd boy. But anyway...
he called him nerd boy. O's open to if the shoe fits. O's open to 3-game set at Camden Yards tonight against the Pirates with Kyle Bradish on the hill. At 6:35, manager Mancelino particularly proud of his bullpen these days, who came up big against the Dodgers.
Well, the last 3 days, you know, one starter goes 3 1/3, right? Another one goes 3, and then another one went 5 1/3. So the bullpen just covered quite a few more innings than the starters here over a 3-day stretch.
Bullpen logged 15 2/3 innings overall, just 3 earned runs allowed. Let's revisit Carmelo Anthony's induction into the NBA Hall of Fame for a moment over the weekend. Not a native Baltimorean, but he did grow up here. The Murphy Homes, the projects in West Baltimore, with a message to all fans.
Tonight, I don't just step into the Hall of Fame. I carry with me the echoes of every voice that ever told me I couldn't. I walk with the shadows of every alley, every crack court.
Despite all the great ball players to come out of Baltimore, Carmelo is the first Baltimorean to make it to the NBA Hall of Fame. The time now is 7:37. When we return, it's never too late to start all over again.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Leave it to Gary Stein, Bruce, to get to the bottom of the green sex toy story.
I didn't get to the bottom of it, did I? Or did I?
I think you did.
Where's the bottom?
Maybe it hasn't bottomed out yet, but I'm hoping that it has.
The details.
It's now spreading. It's spreading to the NFL.
Hey, if there's a green sex toy being thrown out there, I'm talking about it.
You've got it on your radar. What, do you have an app for that?
I do. The app is green. Hey, this is a great story. Going from green to yellow. Did you hear the story about Kent Broussard over the weekend?
No.
Kent Broussard is a 66-year-old accountant, retired, who, as a kid, when he was 12, 13 years old, his dad used to take him to LSU Tiger football games. One thing, by the way, I love about that stadium, you know, the 5-yard markers are on there, too.
Yes.
It's not only 10, 20, right, it's right. 5, 10, 15. Anyway, so he retires. He's always wanted to be in the band. He goes back to school, enrolls as a freshman, and joins the LSU marching band. A 66-year-old retired.
Good for him, man.
Good for him. There's hope for all of us.
Love, exactly.
Thanks, Gary. 7:38, 22 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Tensions flaring last week inside the Baltimore County Council chambers. Former County Administrator Fred Holman was clashing with the County Council over this sealed lawsuit settlement. And Holman demanded to be heard and exceeded his allotted speaking time as he sought details about this lawsuit that cost us, the taxpayers of Baltimore County, which I happen to be one, and Bruce does too, $100,000 to settle. Here's what it sounded like.
So let me tell you what's going on here.
Mr. Holman, your 3 minutes are a minute over.
Yep, and I'm about to leave, Mr. Bostwick, as soon as I get out the fact that the former...
So your 3 minutes are over.
The lawsuit filed by the county's inspector general, remember her, Kelly Madigan?
Yep.
Was reportedly against Patrick Murray, the former chief of staff for the former county executive, Johnny Zero. Holman expressed disbelief at the settlement and how it came to be.
She files a lawsuit against a former employee. The former employee ends up being paid $100,000 after she filed the lawsuit against him. Now, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I would say that's really remarkable that the the person who's having the lawsuit filed against him gets a $100,000 settlement. But wait, there's more. A judge agreed to seal the details of the settlement, denying the release of any public information. It's so bad, it stinks so bad, even the county council chair, who wants to be county executive, Julian Jones, says we have a right to know.
Citizens have a right to know. Council has a right to know.
But Holman concluded his remarks by saying that This is not transparency, and the county council better get their act together and find a way to let the taxpayers know what the hell we paid for.
Because otherwise, there is absolutely no point of the word transparency coming out of any of your mouths, because it's just the opposite of what's happening here.
I mean, there are 852,000 plus people in Baltimore County. $100,000. That means each and every one of us paid around a dime out of our tax money, 8.5 cents out of our tax money, for this individual to receive a payment. If I'm going to start throwing dimes at somebody, I'd like to know why. I'd like to know exactly what I'm paying for.
Well, but that,
why did he get a $100,000 settlement? That's
a great question. I think a larger question also is this the reason why Kathy Klausmeier, or Stealthmeier, she's now being called, that she was brought in to be the county interim county executive, promising to never run, just so she could fire Kelly Madigan? Because Kelly Madigan is the one that basically filed the lawsuit against Patrick Murray, friend and former chief of staff of Johnny Zero. So now it kind of all adds up. They don't want this getting out there for whatever reason. And a judge, why would the judge seal it? The public has a right to know. So, again, I don't know, do judges have to follow FOIA requests? I know that Maryland Court of Appeals, Fox 45 has gone after them on safety in schools and when there are illegal aliens being brought into schools and stuff, and they're dragging their feet on that. They're getting sued. Can we file a FOIA request against this judge that sealed this?
Why would they not have to file, or rather accept a FOIA request? This is not national security. I mean, you would think that a Freedom of Information Act request would have to be observed. I'd like to look. I mean, let me explain that. 8.5 cents, that's not much. Family of four,
it's
talking about 30 cents.
It's the principle that the taxpayer dollars are being used to settle a lawsuit
that we don't know the content of.
We don't know
why the guy got $100,000.
Right. And again, this was a lawsuit filed against him, against Patrick Murray. Now, you could kind of, sort of, if you went and went the other way, you can understand there's a settlement, but it stinks to high heaven, folks. We need answers. And let's see, maybe our friends at Fox 45, maybe we'll do it. Maybe WCBM will file the FOIA request.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. In 60 seconds, we'll be playing our Choose Your Fake News. We do actually have a contestant just called in already. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service. Thank you. Brought to you as a service. Sabardi's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. New Rec, 895 South Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, crowding the right lane at the O'Donnell Street ramp. So we're still getting two lanes by, but we're backed up to Moravia Road, and they're looking at it. And even from there, going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, we're looking at delays southbound. So it's a pretty good size backup. And of course, right now, some of that will take a hit and go over to 95, which was already backed up even beyond the ramps at Moravia Road. So that's going to back up towards the city county line. So we're still in the area of a half an hour delay at least going into both the harbor tunnels. Baltimore County with a new wreck, Pulaski Highway, apparently westbound at Ebenezer Road. That's on the east side. Traffic light was malfunctioning. We're not sure if it's out or flashing, but be careful there at Northern Parkway at Charles Street. The Beltway is just clogged on the Parkville side. The inner loop coming up from I-70 into Pikesville and before 795 on the outer loop all the way down towards Frederick Road. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check your antifreeze, your tires, belts, and hoses. Get it all done early at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Going to be sunny and warm today, 78 overnight, back down to the 50s, and then tomorrow partly cloudy with a chance of some stray showers, and the highs back up into the upper 70s as well. So right now it is actually windy and 69 in Ocean City, 55 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Today we've got a WCBM beer stein for you. Nice looking glass with the WCBM logo on it. And if you can correctly identify the fake news story. Mike in Falston is our contestant. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right, well, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. NBA superstar LeBron James wrote an op-ed in a Chinese Communist Party newspaper last week expressing adulation for all the friends he's made in China and how the sport of basketball connects people around the world. Story two, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries announced Monday he's appointing Jasmine Crockett as the ranking member of Republicans' new J6 subcommittee. Joining Crockett on the committee, Jeffries also tapped Representative Ilhan Omar and Al Green of Texas, both vocal Trump critics, to serve on the new J6 subcommittee. And story three, apparently when fermented peaches turned a dumpster into danger, a longtime nurse stepped in to save the day. 21 years of nursing, she says she's seen it all, but what appeared to be a dead raccoon was a drunk raccoon. Had passed out, and the nurse performed CPR and saved the raccoon, revived it. We've heard of drunk as a skunk, but not as a raccoon before. Story one, LeBron. It's an op-ed for the Chinese Communist Party newspaper. Jeffries puts Jasmine Elon and Al Green on the J6 committee.
What dumpster did you find that story in, by the way?
He was shopping for peach schnapps, and it just happened to find it in the liquor store, Chuck.
You know, I mean, I've been in a lot of dumpsters. I've never seen a drunk raccoon.
I Googled fermented peaches, and Chuck's picture came
up. You really?
That's good. That's good. Son of a bitch, cackling
away. All right, Chuck. You
I
get
got
to,
him that time. I'll show him.
You get to go first.
Why don't you take that raccoon and make a hat?
Good, Chuck.
Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
Three.
Chuck goes for three. Kristen.
I didn't know that CPR was the answer to being drunk, but okay. But I could see that being true. Crazy animal stories. And I don't know that LeBron James actually wrote the op-ed, but maybe he signed it. So I think that could be true. I'm going to go with number two.
Kristen goes for two. Bruce?
Hmm. Against my better judgment, because Kristen typically is correct and Chuck is typically wrong, I'm going to go with Chuck on this one. I think that the idea of giving CPR to a drunk raccoon is kind of beyond the pale. Just my observation.
You have heard of Rocky Raccoon, right?
Yes.
And Mike in Falston.
I'll say three also.
Mike also goes for three. Nobody votes for story number one. LeBron pens an op-ed for the Chinese Communist Party newspaper. That is a true story. And story number two, Jasmine Crockett, Ilhan Omar, and Al Green appointed to the No J6 committee. That is our fake news story of today.
Well done, Kristen.
Swalwell has been appointed to the committee.
Oh, sure.
But
the raccoon was drunk.
The raccoon was drunk. Imagine you're that person. I'm going to revive this raccoon. There's probably one out of 100 people that would do that.
I think one out of 1,000, okay. Minimum.
But then again, I think they would rather do that than revive a drunk raccoon than to be in the same room with Philly's Karen.
Yeah, oh yes.
That could be.
In the same stadium.
Michael, put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. Appreciate that. It's 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. But seriously, we'll try. I'll have to go in now and make a FOIA request, an application. I got to figure out the judge and get that information, because I think Baltimore County taxpayers have a right to know, because it's the stench on this one.
Yeah.
And I think this whole thing started this domino effect of trying to get rid of Kelly Madigan. And then, remember, trying to bring in Khadijah Walker.
Right.
from 180 miles away or whatever it was.
Now, did the council approve this payment? Or does this come directly from, I mean, who authorized this?
Yeah, it's all part of it. You know, the county council. That's why they were going after Holman. They didn't want any part of Fred Holman. at the county council meeting last week.
Yeah.
So county council, they're as thick as thieves on this as well. 750, I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. Right now, running a great combo deal. You know, and I take it. I'm on this cholesterol combination pack of omega-3s with a Rescue LD LXQ10, which is the red yeast rice with the coenzyme Q10 in it. Because if you're on, it has statin-like properties without the statin-like side effects, which is what you want. But if you're on any kind of nutraceutical or pharmaceutical that is performing like a statin, you need to have the coenzyme Q10 because it depletes your muscles. Right now, a great offer being made right now. If you use the coupon code TOGETHER, whenever you buy any single bottle of any omega-3, you get a free bottle of the Rescue LD LXQ10. All you have to do is use that coupon code TOGETHER. If you buy two bottles, you get two bottles of the LD LXQ10 absolutely free. So call today. The phone number, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or you can do it online, res-q.com. It's res-q.com. And don't forget the coupon code TOGETHER.
I'm proud to say at Wiles Roofing, we stand behind everything we do. Every roof we install comes with a written warranty and a handshake. That means something. We've been a Better Business Bureau member since 1990 with zero complaints. That's not by accident. It's because we treat your home like it's our own. No subcontractors, no surprises, just honest work that lasts. Call Wiles Roofing today, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Interesting fact, I didn't know this, that originally that song Muskrat Love was Raccoon Love. So you should learn something new every day. 7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Why are you mumbling?
Chuck Whitaker.
How are you mumbling? Got secrets?
Okay.
Talking to yourself again?
What?
What? Southbound 895, the accident is mostly on the shoulder, but it's attracting attention. Two lanes are still getting by, but you're backed up beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. That word gets out, and then 95 takes the hit. 95 is now backed up to the city-county line and may even back up as far back as the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So heads up for that if you're coming south from White Marsh Boulevard. You're working your way down from the Beltway and into that area. Let me just change the camera here towards Chesico. Yeah, it's backed up there just south of Chesico Avenue. So that's a long delay now going to 95, trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel and the backup on 895. We could be looking at 40-minute delays now for traffic on 95. There's a new wreck on the Dundalk side, Hollibert Avenue. It's going to be west of Merritt Boulevard. And keep in mind, they're working on the wreck Pulaski Highway at Ebenezer Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority spit it out, Sean. The forecast for today, sunny and warm today, 78. And then we get some cool temperatures. I mean, it's like nice sleeping weather at night, down to the 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, slight chance of a stray shower. Highs again in the upper 70s. Let's take a phone call here this morning. Chuck is in Roland Park. Hello, Chuck.
Chuck could not hang with us. How about Alan Woodlong? Good morning, Al.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good.
We're doing good.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go out here in a few minutes and duck and dodge the traffic, get all these kids across, yelling, screaming, cursing, threats. Yeah. It's like I'm working at the jail again, you know?
Now, that's just your reaction. How about the kids?
Coming from the kids or coming from the people in the cars?
From you.
stealing cars and trucks.
Unreal.
Meet the Press Sunday. I thought Kristen Welker was going to jump out of her seat and you went and asked the governor to take his jacket off, you know, before she started an interview. And you know,
I mean, are you saying that there was an attraction there?
Yeah, I thought she was going to have a reaction. You know what I mean?
Reaction.
But look, I put it that way.
You mean you're not going to run?
And then after that,
it reminded me of the scene from Sleepless in Seattle. I'll have what she's having.
Look, and then after Governor Moore left the stage, then she had Cory Booker on, another bald-headed guy. You know.
Well, we know
what they say. Bald-headed guys are really, really sexy, Al.
Well, you should know, Sean. She'll probably ask you on there next, you know? You'll be on there next. Look, real quick, if I had the $2 billion last week, I was going to see if there was any homes for sale in Brooksville, Florida, but I got to put that on hold, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I got to put that on hold. And these crime walks things, don't you think they ought to call it an anti-crime walk? I mean, it should be called an anti-crime walk, you know, a crime walk, you know? I mean, it's like, it's almost like, well, yeah, we're having a crime walk. Maybe we want to encourage crime, you know?
Right.
We don't get enough of it, you know?
That's a great point, and I think we're going to be talking about that next hour because there's major, major governor news coming out.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, all I know is this. You know, whenever I have to go into the city, I'm going to make sure I time it with a crime walk. And I don't have to worry about the crime. I'll make sure I do all my shopping and everything in that area. You know?
Okay. You get the rant of the day, Al. Thanks so much. Always a pleasure. I meant to say when Harry met Sally, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Maggie Hunter did catch that.
Yeah, right away in like a second and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
It was amazing.
Yeah, so the movie was When Harry Met Sally, Not Sleepless in Seattle.
Right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, it turns out that Zuran Mamdani has an opponent for the mayor's office in New York City. It's not anybody on the ticket. It's the president.
Well, folks, you've done it again. We can't take any more of your money. Truly, you need to stop. Thanks to you, we've raised the maximum amount of money we can spend in this race, $8 million. And you've done it with more than 2 months to go until the election. So that means we got it in the bag, right? Wrong. You think Bill Ackman's going to sit back and let us walk into City Hall? No! He's going to write a very long tweet and then cut an even bigger check to one of our opponents. So get ready to see a lot more scary videos of this face on your TV. But just like we did in June, this movement can overcome their money in November. So we are once again asking, not for your dollars, but your time. Sign up to Canvas or Phone Bank at ZuranForNYC.com/events. Make it a weekly shift. And above all, do not send us any more money.
Yes, Zuran Mamdani. Look, he's got the money in hand, Sean. I mean, and he's running at least apparently fairly well in the polls. You know, and so it's going to be tough to see this guy not becoming the mayor.
Yeah, we'll get to the Gallup poll a little bit later on, maybe the next hour, where capitalism is slipping, socialism is holding steady, and that might be driving some of this. And, you know, you got to be able to sell capitalism to a lot of younger people.
Yep, indeed. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. If you're having trouble with your transmission, let me recommend you talk with one of the two folks we do business with all the time here, either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. They join together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Again, if you want to reach out, a phone number is 410-766-8500 for Glenn Burney Transmissions, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700. Online, it's, of course, gbt-online.com or jgt-online.com. 8 o'clock right now on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. No let up in the vicious Russian assault on civilians in Ukraine. This time it was a glide bomb that slammed into a village in eastern Ukraine. It happened as retirees were lining up to collect their pensions. At least 21 people were killed. U.S. and European officials holding talks aimed at hammering out what and how economic pressure can be applied to Russia to force Putin to end the war. The latest round of talks last night at the Treasury Department.
On Sunday, President Trump said he would talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin soon.
The Russia-Ukraine situation, we're going to get it done. I have confidence we're going to get it done.
U.S. officials emphasized in the Monday evening meeting President Trump's willingness to take significant actions to end the war and expecting full cooperation from the Europeans. The officials are to meet again Tuesday. Trump's latest deadline for the Kremlin to end its invasion has passed. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Israeli military is urging a full evacuation of Gaza City ahead of an expanded military operation in the city in northern Gaza. President Trump says his administration places a high priority on defending religious liberty and restoring America's identity as one nation under God, and that includes in the public schools.
For most of our country's history, the Bible was found in every classroom in the nation, yet in many schools today, students are instead indoctrinated with anti-religious propaganda.
In the president's words, America has always been a nation that believes in the power of prayer. The White House and President Trump say it's a fake, a fraud. A lewd birthday card and illustrations supposedly sent by Mr. Trump to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein more than two decades ago. Watching Wall Street, stock futures in positive territory. The Dow futures are up 37 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like the wreck on 895 southbound at O'Donnell Street is cleared, so it's not really doing anything to the traffic. We were already backed up anyway back to Moravia Road, and we're still backed up through there. 95, get this now, Fort McHenry Tunnel on 95 is backed up all the way back almost to Kenwood Avenue. That's 95 just south of the Beltway. So from there, then you have two options to get to the split. 895 is sitting still at Moravia Road. 95 is sitting still at the city-county line. Right now, 40-minute delays, if not longer, for the traffic trying to go south into both the Harbor Tunnel. See a lot of traffic sitting there at the ramp at Moravia Road coming off of 895. The Beltway is pretty much gridlocked now in most of the areas. I think some of this traffic on the JFX is trying to get away from that because we're very heavy now on the expressway from Ruxton Road down through the city county line. At least they're moving in one direction going south and eventually down through the city county line. Maybe you can pick up Northern Parkway and go east or westbound through the area as a detour route from the Beltway. But keep in mind, the traffic light was malfunctioning at Northern Parkway at Charles Street, the new wreck, Hollibert Avenue west of Merritt Boulevard. They're still working on the wreck, Pulaski Highway at Ebenezer Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's going to be another warm day with temperatures rising to the mid to upper 70s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. We drop down to the 50s tonight under partly cloudy skies. Then it's back to the 70s tomorrow with a slight chance of a shower. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City 49 degrees. Aberdeen has 52. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce. Elliott, and now the news. Governor Wes Moore yesterday announced that he is officially running for re-election in 2026. Moore had been repeatedly asked by national media if he had planned to run for the presidency in 2028. He recently, this past weekend, told Kristen Welker on NBC's Meet the Press that he was focusing on governing Maryland and not eyeing a run for the Oval Office. Moore was sworn into office in January 23. He is Maryland's first black governor. His lieutenant governor is Aruna Miller, who became the first Asian-American lieutenant governor and the first immigrant to hold a statewide office. Jury selection underway in the trial of one of three suspects accused of a stray bullet killing during a gun battle in Federal Hill. 19-year-old Cameron Holt caught in the crossfire of the October 27 shooting. She died nearly 2 weeks later at a hospital. Alexis Cancel Soto is standing trial on the first-degree murder charge. The trial is expected to last for another 5 days. Deshaun Clark and Devontae Richardson also charged with first-degree murder in that case. And the state of Maryland collected more than $18.4 million in cannabis revenue from April through June. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers: pick 3435, pick 41560, and next is Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sport brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Well, at least John Harbaugh was able to maintain his sense of humor yesterday in Owings Mills at the mic. Towards the end of his press conference, Harbaugh was asked if he spoke to Kyle Hamilton about that pitch back to Kyle Van Noy in the end zone after Baltimore snuffed out a Buffalo two-point conversion attempt.
I just questioned whether he actually graduated from Notre Dame or not. That's what I questioned him on. You know, it's like I thought that was one of the most foolish things I've ever seen. So he agreed, and it should never happen again.
Just to refresh your memory, it was Hamilton who picked off a pass on the two-point conversion attempt and then came out of the end zone and lateraled back to Van Noy, who was in the end zone. Had Van Noy been tackled in the end zone, it would have been a two-point safety for Buffalo. A lot of optimism in Chicago last night as the Bears opened Monday Night Football against the Vikings. But in the end, apparently, the Bears are exactly who we thought they were.
McCarthy keeps. He's got it. And forces his way.
Joe Buck had the call on ESPN that J.J. McCarthy 14-yard touchdown run for Minnesota capped a 21-point fourth-quarter rally as the Bears let the Vikings off the hook. 27-24 was the final. Orioles and Pirates tonight from Camden Yards. Kyle Bradish takes the hill for Baltimore. Jackson Holliday should be in the leadoff spot for the Orioles on perhaps the best roll of his career, hitting in 8 of his last 9, batting .353 with 6 extra base hits, including a pair of home runs. Here's manager Mancelino on the O's prodigy.
He's hitting .250. He's got over a 700 OPS. He's got 15 home runs or wherever he's at. He's going to push 15 stolen bases. If he gets hot in the last month, it could be 2020. 21 years old, thinking of what he's doing. He's doing incredible.
Holliday now with 17 homers and 15 steals, and it doesn't look like he even shaves. Coming up in 30 minutes, it would be the perfect time for Justin Tucker. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years. From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
You're listening to the morning. Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can join us here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the illegal alien murder suspect held without bond. Also, was Trump's attack on the drug boat legal? Top story, major news in the race for governor, which we're about 14 months away, believe it or not. So it's not going to be long before, it'll be here before you know it. So today, Governor Tex Moore finally launches his bid for the second term. Yep. After telling us over the weekend he was not running for president, that he was really juiced about running for a second term. And the reason why is great news, because he says, you know, Marylanders are having to pay more because of Donald Trump's policies. Yeah. Who just passed a $1.67 billion tax increase? Who decided to fund the blueprint to oblivion and the red line and the climate control act? Who wants to get rid of gas powered cars in Maryland by 2035? That would be Governor Tex Moore. And if you want more of that, if you want to pay more in fees and permits, and I just $290 to re-register my vehicle in the state of Maryland, $290. That's ridiculous. So you got that. And then have you followed the No More group on social media?
Yeah.
They're all over X. They now are transitioning from basically mocking the governor into fundraising. So somebody is behind the No More campaign that is considering a run for governor. Now, there are many people speculating that could be Lockdown Larry.
Tie face is the same. Color scheme's the same. I have no idea who it is.
Some are saying it's Wolford, the guy that ran with Kelly Schultz as lieutenant governor. And so maybe there's a little bit of a synergy, a little bit of coalition between the two there. I would imagine we're going to find out sooner rather than later. And then all of this was done to take away Ed Hale's appearance at Penn North yesterday. And, of course, he challenged Moore to come and walk the streets with him in West Baltimore. But, you know, the governor was in Ocean City because they had free beer.
It's all political theater.
He sent this letter to Governor Wes Moore's office inviting him to walk the streets too.
Bad things have happened to people that really don't deserve this to have it happen to them. They're living here. They're worried about leaving their home.
Yeah. But no Wes Moore yesterday anywhere to be found. And then, of course, he said that you know, victims deserve some consideration here.
Police are frustrated. The citizens are frustrated. The victims' rights are just not there. So that needs to be fixed.
And Ed said that he's there to straighten things up. We'll have more coverage on that, plus the criticism of the governor's. Do you know the governor's crime walk lasted literally less than half an hour?
But there's no crime in that area at that time, Sean. Yes.
That's why.
Don't discount that.
Okay.
813 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Here's a new wreck on the Beltway, outer loop at the ramp at Hartford Road. It's blocking the right lane. It's also blocking the exit ramp from the outer loop of the Beltway to northbound Hartford Road. The medic unit now is just backing out, getting ready to leave the scene. Right lane of the Beltway still impacted. We were already backed up anyway on the Beltway all the way back over to I-95. So right now at the ramp at White Marsh Boulevard, you're coming underneath the bridge at Putty Hill. You'll need to be in the center and the left-hand lane as you're coming by the accident scene. The rest of the Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are out there, and it's been solid this morning from I-70 all the way up to Pikesville, 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. JFX, again, I think some of this traffic on the JFX is trying to get off the Beltway because of the gridlock. In most of the areas, at least some traffic is moving on the JFX, but we're slow from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. The Beltway, I'm sorry, both the tunnels are really backed up now south of the Beltway on 95 as you're coming in. It's moved down a little bit from Kenwood Avenue towards the city-county line, but we're still more than 30 to 35 minutes with the backups now at both the tunnels moving south from the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Going to be sunny and warm today and high about 78. And right now we're looking at 53 and sunny in Columbia, 53 in Owings Mills. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to figure out which lefty has completely lost it this morning. We always put those loons in these loony bin, which, by the way, is one of the great things we have here at the circus. So please, enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps one of the more woke and self-important and self-absorbed individuals of generation, whatever the hell it is right now, saying, why can't we just, come on, do our fair share and pay for her college education?
If your tax dollars did pay for student loans, it's because you're investing in society as a whole. A rising tide lifts all boats. The smarter that people are, the better off all of us are. Your tax dollars aren't paying for student loans. Our country makes billions of dollars from the interest of these student loans. Our country profits from student loans. So your tax dollars aren't paying for people's student loan interest forgiveness. If anything, sorry, but the country is not making a profit off the backs of people that needed to take out student loans to better themselves in life.
Yeah, we're profiting from people who had to take out student loans. They were compelled to. Don't you know? They were actually strapped into the chair, and electrodes were attached to them and sent to a car battery. And they were told either take out this loan or we attach the electrodes to places where it's really going to sting. And, of course, they were then compelled to go ahead and take out the loan.
I'm so sick of Republican viewpoint of, I don't want my tax dollars to pay for blah, blah, blah. What do you want tax dollars to pay for? You live in a society that offers you services. The government is not a business. It's a service. You literally take advantage of things all day that tax dollars pay for. All day. And if you didn't have these services that you pay taxes to pay for, then it would be private companies offering all of these services, and you'd be paying a ton more money.
Yeah, well, maybe you should try stepping into that role and paying for the services you say that are so generously provided for us by our kindly government. But no, you'd rather have us pay your bills for you and somehow justify that as you having the moral high ground? I'm still working on this one, folks. Right now, though, ma'am, if you wouldn't mind getting back in the clown car and to get your lazy ass butt out of here.
By the way, I want to wish a happy birthday to the Grand Dame of Maryland Republican Women, Ellen Sowerbrae. Celebrates a birthday today, so happy birthday to you, Ellen. Thanks for all you've done for us over the years, and I hope you have a great day. I'm doing some math here, and I'm figuring out this no crime thing. We may be onto something here with these crime walks, Bruce. For instance, if Governor Moore and Mayor Scott and all the Democrats associated with them, the General Assembly, et cetera, if they were to conduct a crime walk every day,
mm-hmm. Yes,
throughout all four.
Now you're catching on.
All four quadrants of Baltimore City, then there would be no crime, and it's a twofer because Democrats could then claim that they're actually doing something,
yes,
to stop and prevent crime, and two, they wouldn't be in the legislature taking more of our hard-earned money from us. And so I think this is a win-win for the Democrat Party and for Marylanders that reside here in the state of Maryland. So if Governor Moore, Brandon Scott, and the rest of that, just, you know, take turns, you know. You don't have to do the, you know, just do, you know, a couple hours each shift and just rotate it around and so on and so forth. And they wouldn't dare attack you because you're Democrats. You're the party of criminals. They're not going to attack one of their own. So I think I'm being serious about this. I think there's great opportunity here.
Yeah.
And with great opportunity comes responsibility. And I think the Democrats, since you've allowed these cities like Baltimore to evolve into these criminal safe havens, then right. You have a responsibility and obligation to help pull us out of it. Not with safe streets, not with this other. And this could be the ultimate group violence reduction strategy.
It's tremendous.
After all. I mean, Mayor Scott, you could, you know, you might even be able to launch your campaign for governor when Wes Moore's done.
I would think so.
You know?
So assume they take an hour for lunch. Say it's a 7-hour work day.
I can't take an hour for lunch because you can't give the criminals an hour break.
Okay, half an hour?
No, there is no, there are no breaks.
So,
it's 24/7. Somebody would have to be doing a crime walk in Baltimore City. But there's enough people to do. There's enough Democrats in this state.
Just rotate it around.
Just rotate around among the Democrats.
So for an hour.
Because you don't like Republican ideas. You don't like the National Guard coming to town. You don't want the federal troops. You don't want to arm people and let them defend themselves. So since you don't like Republican ideas, why don't you take the bull by the horns and why don't you do something for a change?
Well, so you need 24 individuals per day, but they're working a five-day week. So you
but it's not just one because you have to have people accompany them because it's safer in groups. By the way.
Certainly. Yeah. So let's assume you have 10 individuals who are working eight-hour shifts. So you have three shifts per day. You need 30 individuals per day to do this, and you have the weekends to cover as well. Well, you're the management guy, so you understand this more than I used to, how many hours total you'd have to. This is doable,
Sean. But think about, you know, there's the SEIU. There, you got all these Democrat teachers unions.
Sure.
You got the municipal unions. You got all these other unions, all these other groups that are getting money from
the Democrats.
From the Democrats. They could be walking in support as well. More on this coming up in just a second. It's 8:21. You're listening to, and I'm being serious. You think I'm being facetious.
No, I don't.
8:21, you're on the Morning Drive with
I know. Facetious, nice guy.
And Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's 8:23, Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Accident on the Beltway at Harford Road on the outer loop is still blocking the right lane, and you can't use the ramp from the outer loop to northbound Harford Road. So with that, we're backed up. We're getting three lanes by right now, but I just looked at the camera back over pretty close to 95. It's not quite back to 95. Pretty damn close, though, I can tell you that. And then you have to go from Belair Road past the accident scene. So that's the problem on the northeast side. The inner loop has been slow pretty much all morning. I-70, Liberty Road up through Pikesville towards Greenspring, 795 down through Frederick Road. On the west side, at last check, there had been no problems, at least so far, through the construction area around Dogwood Road and moving south from Windsor Mill Road. And right now, the pace through there is a little bit better at that point. The tunnels really took it early. 895 is still backed up towards Moravia Road. 95 is backed up even beyond the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and warm today, 78. Right now, where sunny is 63 in Annapolis and 56 in Ellicott City. A little bit more clean up here on Ed Hale's visit to Penn North. He invited Governor Moore. Governor Moore was at Ocean City. He was not on a George Clooney yacht. We can confirm that in Ocean City. But Ed Hale says he's running to straighten things out.
I'm here to straighten things up.
And that's good. And I do like Ed Hill. I think, Ed, your next visit, because nobody thought he was going to get much attention. That's a pretty good, you walk Penn North and you got some television coverage. The next thing I would do, Ed, would be to walk Fells Point and point out the day labor spots where all the illegal aliens are getting hired. You may want to try that. That might get you some television coverage as well. Just saying. I'm just in a snarky mood today.
You really are. It's
I
great.
Really am. I don't know why.
We walked in this morning and I said, Sean, let's have fun on the radio today. So you think we're going to have fun? Said, yeah, I think we're going to have fun. This is fun.
It was a lot of fun doing the crime walk the other day.
Yeah.
In fact, especially for community activist Kenny Ebron, who was tailing both Governor Moore and Mayor BS while they were walking the walk, which lasted less than half an hour, by the way.
Why'd you walk now? Why'd you walk now after we done lost people in the Park Heights? But now this is photo out because Trump said something.
I love this guy, man. He was, and he
explained. Photo out because Trump said something.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
And Fox 25's Vince Hill caught up with Kenny Ebron explaining why he felt the need to do that.
Because it was fake. And if Donald Trump wouldn't have said what he said, they wouldn't have never walked through the neighborhood. They wouldn't have done a walk.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right about that. And then, of course, he went on to slam the governor for some of his policies.
We had a mass shooting. Six people were shot. One guy died. Little girl shot in the hand. And he do not give his condolence to the brother that was killed. He don't say anything to the family or to the children, the child that was shot. He says nothing. All he say is Trump.
Keep our names out of your mouth.
Yeah, remember that? So the groups that are getting money from the governor and from the mayor, they then kind of formed a wall, a human wall to shield the two elected, air quotes, leaders of Maryland and Baltimore from, oh, a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he pointed that out in his interview.
The people working behind them were the same people that they give funding to, the same people they control, the same people such as We Are Us, the same people as Safe Street.
Yeah. They're just hoping to get some breadcrumbs or something coming out of the state and the city and to justify their existence. Did I tell you there was a felon arrested once again, Safe Street, last week? That's a kind of... our money's being spent so wisely, isn't it?
Is.
Yeah, $100,000 secret settlements to guys that shouldn't be getting them and felons.
Felons working in Safe Street. It's all good, folks.
But Kenny Ebron, look, thank God for guys like Kenny Ebron.
Yes, indeed.
Because they're the salmon swimming against upstream against the tide, and we need more people like Kenny Ebron to point out the hypocrisy of these elected officials.
The governor don't walk in Baltimore. He don't walk the streets of Baltimore. And you keep hearing him saying on different other networks that I walk the streets of Baltimore all the time. The walk was not for the people of Baltimore, for Maryland. It was for around the country. To show everybody, look, I got the whole city walking behind me.
Yeah, all he's saying is, I walk the communities. No, he doesn't. He doesn't walk the communities. He goes where there's fundraisers, where there's money, where there's big Democrat donors and teachers unions and so on and so forth. But he's not out there walking the communities. When he does walk the communities, he's not stopping to talk with people.
No.
It's just, the whole thing is fabricated. It's manufactured. Vinny Steele will sell your home for the price that you want and the time frame that you want, and there's a guarantee involved in that. Once you both agree on that price and time frame, your home's sold. It's guaranteed by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. It's right in the name of his company. All you do is call Vinny, 410-709-7515. Vinny and one of his agents will come out. You know, he'll talk about the home, the staging, and, you know, get to that price and that time frame, and He's got all sorts of programs that help you assist you in selling your home, whether you need to sell first and buy later, or whether you can do things simultaneously, or whether it doesn't matter. Vinny's job is to sell your home, and he does an incredible job at doing that. 410-709-7515. Call Vinny today. Tell him I told you to call. That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company, with a database of nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now. 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The state of Maryland collected more than $18.4 million in cannabis revenue from April through June. The second quarter revenue was the final report issued under the 9% tax rate, new tax rate, 12%, and that'll take a place during this quarter from July 1 on. Buffalo Bills fans facing a league ban after hitting a Baltimore Ravens player during Sunday Night Football. You probably saw it happen. ESPN reports the fan has been banned indefinitely from the Bills and from NFL stadiums. He can be seen on video slapping Ravens wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins on the head. This is as Hopkins left the field following a touchdown pass that he received. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson then shoved the fan in response. City police investigating a shooting in West Baltimore. Officers responding to a shot spotter alert 1300 block of North Stockton Street just after 5 p.m. yesterday. When police arrived, they found a man suffering from a gunshot wound to the thigh. He was taken to the hospital where he is in stable condition. There's no word on a suspect or what led to the shooting. Police have arrested a woman in connection with the 2024 murder of a man in Annapolis. Monet Thompson is accused of killing John Logan III at his apartment on Georgetown Road, September 2024. Also arrested for killing her counselor at a mental health clinic outside a Safeway a week later, and she was in custody for that murder when she was charged last week with this murder. Police say Thompson and the victims all had connections to a mental health facility in Anne Arundel County. As we've been talking about this morning, yesterday, Governor Moore announced that he is indeed going to run for re-election for his office as governor in the state in 2026. Moore had been repeatedly asked by national media outlets if he had planned to run for the presidency in 2028. Yesterday, he bowed out and said he is committed to running for office and keeping the office for the full 4 years if he is elected. And jury selection underway in the trial of one of three suspects accused of a stray bullet killing during a gun battle in Federal Hill. It's 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
Pick 3 Lottery, 435. Pick 4, 1560. And now at 833, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the accident on the Beltway is still there. Outer loop near the ramp at Hartford Road, still blocking the right lane and also blocking the ramp from the outer loop to northbound Hartford Road. So again, we'll factor in the extra time, still backed up well before the ramps at Bel Air Road. Just looking at both the tunnels again, southbound 895 has moved down just a bit, backed up before Pulaski Highway. And 95 is still backed up to at least the city county line. So we're still in that range of 30 to 35 minute delays on the southbound side. The rest of the Beltway, yep, we're still dealing with all the normal delays. We had a couple of accidents earlier in Baltimore County, Hollibird Avenue west of Merritt Boulevard and Pulaski Highway at Ebenezer Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's going to be another warm day with temperatures rising to the mid to upper 70s. We'll have plenty of sunshine. We drop down to the 50s tonight under partly cloudy skies. Then it's back to the 70s tomorrow with a slight chance of a shower. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds and Pirates tonight open a 3-game set at Camden Yards. They may not be the Pirates of old, but to that generation, that P on the cap represents the heartbreak for Baltimore fans, especially back in 1979.
That McGregor changeup that you've seen so much of tonight.
Hit well, right field. Singleton to the wall, and this ball is gone.
Willie Stargell, the big man. 7 times he had come to the plate in this series with runners in scoring position.
The great Keith Jackson and Howard Cosell on the call on ABC Sports. Stargell's 2-run shot off Scotty Mack in Game 7, overcoming a 3-1 series lead for Baltimore, as I'm sure you know, and it still sticks in your craw 46 years later. It'll be Kyle Bradish on the hill for Baltimore tonight against this version of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Meanwhile, and back to current times, Cal Raleigh's march on history continued Sunday in Atlanta.
Cal Raleigh, is that number 53? There she goes! The magical season continues for Cal Raleigh.
Aaron Goldsmith had the call on the Root Sports Network. The big dumper indeed is still on pace for the magic number 60 home runs. It would be the first time a catcher would ever do that in MLB history. Ravens with a much-needed day off today as they put Buffalo in the rearview mirror and look ahead to the Browns on Sunday. Kind of lost in the fourth quarter mayhem Sunday night was the so-so performance of Ravens rookie kicker Tyler Loop.
I got to do my best, and I got to show up for these guys and make my kicks and do my job. That's something that I strive for and I care about deeply. And
Loop's missed extra point looms large in the one-point loss to Buffalo. One hockey note to pass along, the passing of NHL Hall of Famer Ken Dryden last Friday, the 6-time Stanley Cup winner and 5-time Vezina Trophy Award winner, all accomplished in just 8 seasons with the Montreal Canadiens. Retired early, went into politics. Ken Dryden was 78 and was known as the smartest man to ever play the game. And on this day in sports history, we take you back 53 years. September 9th, 1972, Munich Olympics. USA basketball versus USSR. This would be the equivalent of a criminal offense committed in sports. Officials putting 3 seconds back on the clock after USSR missed at the basket, allowing the Russians a final possession.
Now the clock shows 3 seconds. There is time for the Russians to go to their big man, Alexander Belov. They're going to try.
Call on ABC Sports, the Russians emerge with a 51-50 victory over the U.S. Up to that time, the U.S. was 63-0 in Olympic basketball. The time now is 8:37. When we return, could Sunday be the perfect time for Justin Tucker?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeven Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
I was only 10 years old when the USSR beat the U.S. In that game, and even I understood and felt the sting of that.
Mm-hmm. I remember Doug Collins.
Yeah, he was the one who hit the 2 free throws right before.
Yeah.
Ice in his veins, too. Yeah.
We were all just stunned. So that was just a black moment in Olympic history.
It was. So let me tell you what this thing about Justin Tucker is. Now, I'm not saying this will happen, but wouldn't this be something if it happened? Do you know what happened in the Browns game on Sunday?
Yeah, they missed 2 kicks.
Right. Andre Schmidt, who won the job in the preseason, missed an extra point and missed a 36-yard field goal with 2 minutes left to play. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati wins that game 17-16. Imagine for a minute the Browns needing a kicker. There's a kicker out there.
There is indeed.
By the name of Justin Tucker.
There is.
He's a free agent.
But they already have Deshaun Watson.
Well, they can be a tag team. Who knows?
No.
That's probably not right, right?
No, there's something so wrong with that.
But can you imagine if that happened on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I think he's too good to not end up with somebody.
It's about winning in this league.
He's burned.
Exactly.
He's burned
and all sorts of guys have been given second chances in the league. So we'll say, I think it's a matter of time. If this guy continues to struggle in Cleveland, who knows?
Stay tuned.
Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 before the hour. Glenn is in Easton. Good morning, Glenn.
Morning, Glenn.
Lynn could not hang with us. Brian is in Towson. Good morning, Brian. Ah, that's
open
two.
Two. We'll try one more.
Terry is in Finksburg. Good morning, Terry.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
There
yes,
you
sir.
Go, man.
I love your idea, but I already know Brandon Scott's response to it. I'm sorry to say.
All right, what is it?
He's going to say that Brandon Scott's are they already have Safe Streets doing that, and let's expand Safe Streets, and I want more money for Safe Streets.
Well, again, he doesn't have the money for Safe Streets. He would need federal money for that. Trump will never give him that money. So
that's why he would ask.
Yeah. Oh, he'd ask for it. He can always ask for it. But then again, that's a typical Democrat response. You're right. Let's throw money at it. Let's not actually do something about it. Let's just throw money at it.
Yep.
All right, Terry. It's a great suggestion. Thanks so much. It's a good call on your part. As we expand the Ed Hale tour, I've come up with some other locations, Fred, besides Penn North. We've got Sullivan Point.
Yeah.
Riverside.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They've been having issues right now. That's where Westmore has the
South
property.
Baltimore, yeah.
Yeah. Brooklyn Homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go there. Point out what happened in Christmas there. No, I want to know part of Brooklyn Homes. North Avenue, where the school headquarters are.
Yeah.
So, Key Bridge, you know, you can make a whole tour, again, 15, 20 cities, and pointing out the Democrats' weaknesses.
How about maybe just starting with him going to the upper floors of North Avenue and walking from desk to desk every single day for an entire month or two, saying, and exactly what are you working on right now?
Right.
I'm going to check back for progress later on today. Excuse me, you, what are you working on right now? How are you improving the lives of the students in this city? All right, I'm going to check back with you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Have results for me. I'd like to see something like that, truly.
That's what a businessman does.
Yes.
I mean, you
management by walking around.
I want results. I don't want to, just on the ether. I want to see tangible results for the money that I'm spending.
One of the wonderful things here in this building is that we do have the big guy who manages by walking around. I love this. He'll walk around. He'll see, how are you doing? What are your issues? What do you need addressed? And for me, this is what a good management does.
He comes by. Bruce napping again? No, he's just resting, sir.
It's my favorite moment. You see, when I can't get enough sleep during the show, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, we blew up a boat, and Mark Warner isn't at all sure that was a good idea.
We have not been briefed on this. This was a DOD. It was not an Intel project. It was a DOD project. But my fear is there are still international laws of the sea about how the process of interdicting these kind of boats.
Yeah, the international laws, because if we had a boat full of Al-Qaeda heading our way with arms, we would want to make sure we treat them with all due respect. We'd blow them the hell out of the water. And what's happening, you have a boat full of fentanyl that's going to kill tens of thousands of American kids. Blow them the hell out of the water and make sure that everybody else in Venezuela is aware exactly of what's going to happen if they send another boat. And then do it again and again as necessary. They're doing this because we've closed the border. So, yeah, they're going to go to the seas.
Right.
They're going to try to go to the air at some point. Shoot them out of the damn sky. And let them know that, no, you're not bringing that stuff here anymore. You're done. 8:43 right now. Sorry for the rant. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Ranting is good.
Yeah. Right.
I've ranted a few times.
No.
Just ask me about the construction on the Beltway sometime.
Yeah. Construction, cameras.
Hey, you know what?
Plaza.
Are those cameras aimed at the plaza yet?
We'll move on now.
Okay,
eastbound Route 50. As you're coming out of the ramp at I-97, there's a report of a wreck as you're getting towards Parole at 50 and the ramp at 450 there at West Street. So it looks like it's a little bit slow and backing up the ramp from the southbound side of I-97. Even the ramp from westbound 50 to northbound I-97 is a little bit slow. That's the normal heavy traffic there. Haven't had any reports of any problems on I-97 northbound. It looks like the traffic is still running okay. The southbound back backup right there is still in place at I-97 at Route 32. They're still working on the wreck. Just looked at it about 2 minutes ago on the outer loop of the Beltway at Hartford Road, and the cleanup was continuing there. I'm going back there right now. Yeah, they're still blocking the right lane. The backup on the Beltway is back way beyond the ramps at Bel Air Road. We're still slow at both the Harvard Tunnels coming south from the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, warm, 78 today, and right now we're looking at 62 in sunny skies in Pasadena, 60 in Parkville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
I feel good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. At the age of 16, Frank Wright lied about his age to enlist in the U.S. Marine Corps. He basically used his older brother's birthday to get him around that barrier, and then when he found out he didn't weigh enough, he loaded up his pockets with bananas to pass the weight requirement to get into. He entered the ranks of the 4th Marine Raiders and later the 21st Marines, 3rd Marine Division. He went on to fight in Guadalcanal, New Georgia, Guam, and Iwo Jima. Frank Wright was bayoneted in the stomach while liberating Guam, shot in the chest and arm by enemy machine gun fire during the Battle of Iwo Jima. Last week, in a ceremony in Stockton, California, the now 100-year-old was promoted from corporal to honorary sergeant by the 39th Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Eric Smith, 79 years after his initial discharge. Just an incredible story. He was too young, too skinny, but somehow he finagled his way into the Corps, where he went on to be one of our greatest soldiers of all time.
Can't imagine filling your pockets with bananas to pass the minimum weight requirements.
Bayoneted.
Yeah.
On Guadalcanal. Shot on Iwo Jima. Two of the biggest battles in the World War II history. By the end of war's end, Wright's military awards included Purple Heart with 2 stars, Presidential Unit Citation with 2 stars, Navy Unit Commendation, American Campaign Medal, Asiatic Pacific Campaign 3 service stars, Fleet Marine Force with 4 stars, Marine Corps Expeditionary Medal, Combat Action with 4 stars, Victory Medal, and Good Conduct Medal. President Trump, I don't think it's too late to honor Sergeant Wright with a Medal of Honor.
No, not at all.
And that is our feel-good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
And we're back, and of course we want to tell you about, as far as I'm concerned, any boat or plane that's filled with poison, with drugs that are going to kill Americans is fair game.
Yeah.
You know? And now they've been put on notice.
No problems at all, man.
They've been put on notice. There's no surprise now.
Nope.
You've absolutely been put on notice.
You know, if we stop you, that's fine. Otherwise, just plan on being blown out of the water. No tolerance. You're killing Americans.
Absolutely.
This is no different than allowing somebody to enter this country with a dirty bomb. And when they set it off, it's going to kill Americans. When they set this stuff off, it's going to kill Americans. And, you know, somebody takes some drug they think is an okay drug that's been laced with fentanyl.
Right.
And guess what? They're dead. Because we've allowed this crap to come in this country during Joe Biden's term, and it's time that they are put on notice that you try to do this, we'll kill you dead.
The Trump administration treats the Chinese the same way as they do the Venezuelans, because they're just as culpable in all this. New Gallup poll out. I wanted to share this and get your thoughts on this. Americans are more positive towards capitalism than socialism, but it used to be, in 2021, 60% favored capitalism, and it's now dropped to 54%. And Americans remain more negative than positive towards socialism. 39% support for socialism. That's pretty much steady than it was 4 years ago. But we're watching some slippage here in support for capitalism, Bruce.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, down for us, down 6 points in the last 4 years.
This is the Mamdani thing, man.
Yeah.
This is why, you know, Zohran Mamdani is running well in a city that if you decide you're going to go ahead and tax all the rich folks, you're just going to kill Wall Street.
Democrats and independents view capitalism less positively this year, each showing 8-point decline since 2021. Republicans essentially unchanged, three quarters holding a positive of opinion. So it seems like even independents now are starting to give up on the idea that capitalism is the best form. And you can look at alternatives. And right now, I don't. You look at everywhere it's been tried, it's failed. The Chinese had to come up with a capitalist socialist model. I mean, it basically is communism with a Western economy.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. But Venezuela, Cuba, so many of these Central American countries that have dabbled in this, and that's why so many people are fleeing Central America to come over the U.S. border. So I think we have Republicans and independents and capitalists have got some heavy lifting to do over the next several years to educate people on just how good capitalism is and the horrors of socialism, Marxism, communism when you see these kinds of poll numbers. All right, it's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
The Rob Carson Show.
Project Baltimore analyzed state testing data. Found 40% of high schools in Baltimore had zero students test proficient in math. Every elected official in Maryland who represents Baltimore City is from the same party, Democrat. Every state senator and state house of delegates member who represents the people of Baltimore is a Democrat. That is a fail. As failing as the Baltimore public school system is.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, it's interesting. Another poll out, Sean, from NBC. There's a rather stark values difference between young Trump and young Kamala voters. Gen Z women who voted for Harris rank career advancement and financial gain as their highest priorities. For the Trump voters, their top concerns were having children and becoming financially self-sufficient, core values aligned with personal responsibility, long-term stability, and traditional success. And for the Dem voters, this is well beyond behind rather personal ambition and economic goals. Having children is number 12 on their list. So if we're going to play the demographics as destiny game, it's good news for conservatives.
Yeah, I think a look at this, and there was an article in the paper yesterday, in the Sun paper, that the baby bonus in Baltimore didn't work. It failed miserably. And the reason why it failed, because it was $1,000 handed over to the couple, and that was it. No strings attached, no responsibility. You just gave $1,000, and I'm sure that money was spent even before the child got a cent of it.
Yeah.
The Trump idea is to give $1,000, but it must be invested in a tax-free account that the child can't touch until they turn 18.
Yeah.
And by then, you'll have some significant savings going on. So I think the Trump baby bonus is going to be much more effective than the Brandon Scott baby bonus.
There's something called the Rule of 72, which applies here. And that is, if you have, let's assume, 7% interest, 10 years in the Rule of 72, it takes 72, that will be the time it takes for it to double. So you take that 1,000 and figure out what your interest rate is, and yeah, you can build up quite a sum of money over time. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, it's Chuck Whitaker.
They're still working to clear the wreck on the outer loop at Hartford Road. Still blocking the right lane. It's also blocking the ramp from the outer loop to northbound Hartford Road. So you can't get up to that ramp. You may have to work your way up to Perrin Parkway and then work your way around, or you
could take the southbound ramp and then make a U-turn inside the Beltway and then come back north. A lot of these delays on the Beltway are going to be around a while. We're still slow through Pikesville, the Parkville side with this wreck. The west side, 795 down through Frederick Road. That's still a big delay through there. JFX is still slowing southbound through the city county line. They're actually letting some traffic now go past this police car and take the ramp to northbound Hartford Road. So if you see that, you can still get through there without a problem. You have access to that ramp if you need to go north. Big delays, and again, they're going to be there for a while. This may not be a 9:30 deal. This could be 45 minutes or more with the delays heading south into both the harbor tunnels. We're still backed up through the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: sunny, warmer today. High about 78. Back down to the 50s for tonight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of a stray shower. And we're looking at a high up again in the upper 70s. Right now, sunny and 64 in Arnold. And it is 62 in Middle River. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Morning, Kim.
Good morning. I would like to reiterate, it is a lot of traffic outside. Okay. It is crazy. It's not raining. I don't know what's going on. It's not foggy, but everybody doesn't know how to drive today.
Well, we're going to let the paparazzi know that you're going to be here this morning.
Yes, so that's what happened.
A lot of it is they're following you here.
Exactly. That's why cars are turned around on ramps.
That's right. Oh, my God, that's Kim. They've shoved another one of those dresses.
But a lot of these constructions, while this ongoing work in the Beltway is slowing all this stuff down.
Oh, yeah. And people are looking at it, and I don't think they're paying attention. Right. You got people texting on their phone.
You know, I find also the road signs, you know, the overhead road signs that tell you,
yes.
Amber alert. Yeah, they slow down to...
I saw one yesterday. I was heading over toward the Middle River area yesterday on the Beltway. The sign said Olivia had two goals. I don't know exactly what they're referring to.
I called the transportation department. I did that myself. Well, anyways, we got lots to talk about today. Of course, we're going to talk about the signature on the Epstein birthday card. Lots of people talk about it. I know you guys were talking about it this morning. Is it real or is it fake?
Totally fake.
Yeah. I know. Well, that's the question of the day, too, so I don't want to answer yet.
But they didn't really use the auto pen on that one, so
No.
Who knows?
No. But I just think it's so odd. Like, they're pushing this so hard, yet here you've got all these Democrats that we know were there. We're not talking about that.
Right.
We're talking about this birthday card. And it's crazy to me. It's like this is all they have going into the midterms.
Oh, they're so desperate.
I don't care. I don't care who it is. Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, Constitution Party. If you were on Epstein Island playing around with an underage kid, screw you. I mean, we're going to nail you to the wall, is my feeling on this. I want the names. I don't know who misbehaved. And I want them prosecuted for their misbehavior.
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean,
not at least
until
after the midterms. Because if there are Republicans caught up in that, then the margins
I am sure there are.
Their margins are too slim.
Yeah, sure. No. But I just want to know which slime balls they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I could take a guess.
I could, too.
Names.
I wanted to ask you, do you think Ed Hale flushed Wes Moore out?
Probably not, but here's the thing, and I heard you guys talking earlier, other places that Ed Hale could go in the city. I think that's a great idea.
I think
he should pop up and invite the press every time, go every single week and say, look, I'm on the streets more than Wes Moore is. And I think that's a great idea. I don't know if he'll do it, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, any idea that's going to push his candidacy forward and into the headlines is a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, by definition.
Well, word on the street is somebody else is going to be announcing soon, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else?
Yeah.
Are you somebody behind
word on
you
the street?
Running?
Somebody
behind you?
Oh, gosh, no.
The No More campaign?
What's that?
Somebody behind the No More campaign, which now have switched over to fundraising mode?
I don't know about that. Possibly, but I do know that there's another name that's going to be joining the crew soon.
Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is going to get really heated. I'm excited, because you know what?
Yeah. The better.
It's funny, because we were having this discussion yesterday, a similar conversation. Is it called a submarine sandwich, or is it a hoga in...
Wow.
Yeah, so I was just kind of wondering.
Then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Let them all duke it out on Kim's show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Lots to talk about today. Thanks, guys.
All right. Kim Clayson coming up live up next. By the way, not time to really do anything else, but I do want to point out that the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in favor of President Trump to lift the court order restrictions on the ICE raids in Los Angeles.
Go to it, guys.
That is good stuff there. ICE arrested a Guatemalan with an assault conviction here in Baltimore. Tomorrow we'll get to the mom is now speaking out on Dakari Thompson, who was sexually assaulted and murdered by an illegal Guatemalan, and that was in Prince George's County.
Why'd she get into the car?
That's a misnomer. She didn't get in the car at the gas station. But there's still the big question whether or not the two knew each other somehow. She got into his SUV. The car was found somewhere else.
Okay.
So we're going to get into that story a little bit tomorrow. We got some more details. Till tomorrow, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.